If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
How come some people get cat and some people get chrysanthemum?
Say that again?
Some people get cat. I mean, if you're in a spelling bee, they say, how do you spell cat? C-A-T.
Yeah.
And, okay, the next, who wants to be next? Deuce Davis said, I want to be next. And the teacher said, okay, how do you spell chrysanthemum?
Now, that one is beyond me. I have no idea.
What?
Bean rocks. Just kidding.
And, yeah, okay.
Bean, you're a baby here. I don't like you.
Yeah. He sure is cool, isn't he?
Wrong! Try again, dumbass!
If the spirits cause you to become lost in the jungle, what should you do to find your way home? I don't know.
This is it.
This is it.
This is what we're talking about.
And now,
let's go! Keep up that intensity! Let's go! Let's go!
Our feature presentation.
Remember the first Survivor? Remember that?
Oh.
That old dude.
With Richard Hatch and, who's the old
dude?
Guy
Rudy?
Now? Yeah.
72-year-old or something like that.
That's hilarious.
So out of breath and he could never make sense of anything. And he stopped trying at some point.
So angry all the time.
Oh, that was good. That was good, good, good. And Richard Hatch was always naked.
Yeah, yeah.
And fat.
And won,
and then didn't declare, taxes, and the IRS came after him.
Put him in jail.
You can't write this stuff. It's
good
just
times.
Too good.
I agree.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday morning. We're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. It's Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. Mm-hmm. We'll do that in just a couple of seconds. I don't know if you saw the emails that were going around yesterday, the dude that's stealing stuff from us in San Francisco.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
I heard a little bit about that.
You know what's funny is the stuff that he's stealing is all dumb stuff. You know
not,
what I mean?
Not like, our best moments?
Well, no. I mean, calling it What It Do Nephew? I mean, what?
Yeah.
That came up one time we were talking to Snoop, and that's how he greets people.
Yeah.
And I found that funny. And I still find it funny that most of our audience can't do it, and neither can we most of the time. But
What It Do Nephew?
But now they have to try.
Yeah.
So he stole that, and he stole, like, the bell. You know, weird things like that. We did find out that he's a part-timer here at K-Rock. So he has a chance to listen and whatever and take it back up to San Francisco. But
that's the stuff he chooses?
Yes. Yeah.
He's not very good.
No. I don't think so. I mean,
we must have better stuff than that, right?
He can have, I mean, really.
What do you do, nephew?
I mean, he can have that.
Have at it.
And what do we care? What difference does it make? So we're going to take your calls. What it do, nephew? 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
And the prize this morning is a new car.
Woohoo!
Oh, wait, no. It's tickets to see The Day the Earth Stood Still at a brand new AMC IMAX theater.
Very cool. Yep. I'm looking forward to this movie.
Yeah, that's the aliens attack and human civilization is wiped out? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
It's got some amazing special effects when they show like the cars and an entire football stadium or baseball stadium just disintegrating.
That stuff is awesome.
That looks so cool.
Yeah.
So we're going to give you some tickets for that just for getting on the air at 1-800-520-1067. And we're waiting for, there we go, some screening. All right, let's say good morning to Michael. Hey, Michael.
Yeah, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
Well, I got fired on my day off.
You got fired on your day off?
Yeah, because we had our Christmas party yesterday.
Uh-oh.
And I was dancing with my boss's wife, and he got really upset.
Seriously?
He let me go today, this morning.
Did you ask the boss's wife to dance, or did she ask you?
She asked me because I was dancing, with some other people, and she liked the way I danced. And I mean, I didn't even know that was his wife until.
What kind of dancing were you doing?
Oh
exactly?
No! If you didn't know it was his wife, that means you put your hands all over her.
I didn't know that was his wife.
Right.
Yeah, but come on, were you like grinding and stuff?
What kind of dancing?
Just all different types. I mean, it was nothing like in particular.
Nothing that suggestive.
What's that?
Nothing that suggestive or that?
No dirty dancing.
Yeah.
I would say more Dirty Dancing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe it's good to know who's the boss's wife.
Well, you know, if you're on the dance floor, and God knows I know this because I spend most of my life out on the dance floor.
Well, you are a dancer first.
And, you know, a woman comes up to you and asks you to dance. You just, most of the time they don't even ask, they just dance and you go, okay.
Sure.
What are you going to do?
Exactly.
So the guy called you and fired you. What did he tell you?
He said he wasn't firing you because of that reason. And I told him, yeah, you are.
Yeah, I don't think, like, I don't know if legally he would get in trouble for that.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you don't have some protection there.
What is the reason? Did you use protection, Lisa wants to know? What is the reason that he gave you for the firing?
Bad work production.
Bad work production.
Yeah.
Yeah. A.K.A. That's dancing with my wife.
Yeah, but listen to him. I think he does do bad work production. Or whatever that was.
It's possible. Yeah, well said.
I gotta get unemployment now.
Oh, yes! Woo-hoo! I get to pay for your ass! Excellent. Fantastic.
Sorry,
great news. Let's go to Danny in Riverside. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning.
Hi, Danny.
What it do,
baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
Hey, did you guys hear on the news them legalizing heroin in Switzerland for drug abusers?
Legalizing heroin for drug abusers?
Yeah, I caught the news the other night, and they were talking about legalizing heroin.
Hmm.
Now, it's only for addicts. It's not, you know, it's not going to be nationwide or countrywide, but it is.
How do they know if you're an addict or not? I mean, do they, I don't know.
For addicts and would-be addicts, I guess.
I'm assuming that just for rehabilitation purposes. I don't get it. I'm just as baffled as you guys are. But
legalize
that's
heroin.
The last thing we need is, Swiss Army knives with syringes sticking out of them.
No, that's good. That's what we need. Yeah, it's got a little shot of heroin
that's
in it.
That's where your brain went?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Swiss Army knives. That's the only thing we know about them. All right, let's go to Robbie in Monrovia. Good morning, Robbie.
No, Moreno Valley.
Okay.
Sorry about that. What's going on?
What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
Hey, I got a report on the Mighty Putty, and I got that stuff.
You got it.
You got the Mighty Putty. All right.
What'd you do with the Mighty Putty?
See, I carry a 2-gallon can of gas in the back of my truck, a metal can,
right.
In the back of my company truck.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you know how people steal it, so what I did was I cut a link off, and then I put it on the just stuck it on the gas can.
Okay.
And then let it dry in the sun, and then I tried to pull it apart as hard as I could after it dried. Wouldn't come apart.
No kidding.
So the guy that was pulling his ATV, he's full of crap.
He just did it wrong.
Yeah, he did it wrong. It works great.
Okay, but isn't this something that you need to be able to take off to use? It's a gas can, right?
Yeah, well, what I do...
You have to maneuver your car in the right position to keep the gas can right where it is.
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
No. I put the chain on so I could put a lock on it and lock it to the back of my truck.
I see.
Okay.
So nobody would steal it.
Gotcha.
You can't steal it.
Hi, Billy Mays here from Mighty Putty.
Mighty Putty.
The easy way to fix, fill and seal virtually anything fast and make it last.
Or save your gas can. Yeah. We'll do that as well.
Yay.
Thank you for the call.
I'm glad to hear it works.
I've been obsessed with these as seen on TV infomercial crap. Tim in Burbank. Good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Tim?
What's going on?
Hey, I heard over the weekend that there was actually 3 casualties on Black Friday. People going out trying to shop. 3 people died.
I saw the guy that got trampled at, I think, a Walmart.
That was so sad. He was an employee.
Yeah.
And they burst through the door and just trampled him to death.
I can't believe it.
That's not how you want to go.
You know you're in a recession when you are actually going out trying to save money and you die.
No kidding.
Well, again, I think he was like the greeter or something. I mean, I think he was one of those old people, from what I could understand, that was just standing there wide-eyed and just came right in on him.
That is not
how you want to go.
And were the other two, was that the shooting in Palmdale?
Was that the other two, the shooting in Palmdale?
The Palm Desert or Palmdale?
I didn't hear about
maybe it's Palm Desert.
Actually.
Oh, okay.
Because 2 guys in a Toys R Us killed each other, shot each other to death.
Their girlfriends or their wives were arguing, and then they both happened to be packing heat, and they went to step up and protect their ladies, and next thing you know, it was like showdown at the OK Corral.
Wow. Some kid is traumatized forever.
I challenge you to a duel. What is that?
Is that crazy?
And what Toys R Us.
They both happen to have guns, too.
Now you got to search people before they go into Toys R Us.
Shoot yeah, first.
Shoot first and ask questions later. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. It is a it's a Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
We have some more Miss Double D contestants coming in the studio.
Three of them, right?
We have Miss Double D, Danielle, who's coming in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
We have Roxanne, who's coming in the studio, and Camry, who's coming in the studio.
Nice.
So they're going to come in. They're going to do their talents. You can look at KROQ.com right now if you want to vote for Miss Double December. And there's video of them doing their talents.
Yeah, from yesterday.
From yesterday, the three that we had yesterday. So we're going to have three more in today, and then we're going to put up the video, and you're going to be able to vote.
Okay.
We're going to list the people that we need to get off of our TVs.
Oh.
The list is long, but people that need to get off the TV.
And yes.
This is based on a list that was put out, but also on Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell, who did that variety show last week, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And was so bad, got canceled after one show.
So one down, but a list to
yes,
go.
Yes, one down, yes.
Right.
Now Angry Rosie is just going to be blogging the blog of fire.
It's like Kathy Gifford finally disappeared. Kelly came on and Kathy Gifford left, and now she's on, what is it, the Today Show?
She is?
Yeah, she's got an hour on the Today Show.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
Was that not crazy?
Tyra tops my list.
Tyra, yes.
Yeah. Sustainable Dave for the last time. Sustainable Dave. This is it. It's December. We're going to have him in studio.
He's coming in.
Yes. Apparently he was not going to be able to do it for a while because he's going to be on Good Morning America.
What the hell?
I don't know.
What happened to his life?
I don't know.
Wow.
I'm suggesting that he's not going to be able to stop though. I mean, people are thinking that he's going to go back to his old way. There's no way.
No, and it made him famous. He's been on a ton of TV shows. Magazines have interviewed him.
Yeah.
He's not going back.
No, no way.
This is his claim to fame now.
And the creator of Lock Up. I think this show is on, I want to say MSNBC.
Yes.
Yes? Where they go into prisons and spend a lot of time in there, and you kind of get to know what it's like to be a guard.
Is it kind of like a documentary?
Yeah. It's like a documentary.
But a series.
Yes. They go to different prisons across the country.
Really?
And, you know, some of the supermax prisons and all the other stuff where people are in there for murder. And there's a lot of throwing of fluids in prison. And I don't think that's ever good.
Solids, too?
Yes. Some solids.
Okay.
Some semi-solid. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not.
Oh, God.
It is not a fun, clean place. I'll tell you that.
Hazmat suit.
Yeah. The creator's name is Rasha Drukovich.
Sure it is.
I think. So we're going to talk to that person as well on the Kevin and Bean Show today. And more tickets for you to go to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008. So keep listening for the song that we are going to play. You can find out the songs and the times at KROQ.com. A quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beatnik. Miss Double December coming in just after the top of the hour. And then this Friday, we are going to have our Miss Double December 2009 live pageant. We're going to do a live show on Friday.
Yep.
December 5th at the Slide Bar. We're coming back down to the Slide Bar. We were there last year, and it was a little tight. I got to be honest. A little
Whoa.
Tight.
That's what she said.
And this time we're building a tent and putting it outside.
We're building a tent?
We are.
I don't have that kind of time.
Ground up.
Why don't we just rent one?
Okay, we'll rent
All
one.
Right, All good. Right,
somebody else will put it up. Slide Bar is at 122 East Commonwealth Avenue, downtown Fullerton. Doors open at 6 o'clock, and we're asking you for admission to bring an unwrapped toy. For Toys for Tots, we're, of course, calling
Toys
it...
Toys for Tatas.
Exactly.
Yes.
Toys for Tatas. So 18 or over, welcome. 21, you got a show ID if you want to drink. And there's going to be a breakfast buffet that's free and the whole deal. So this Friday...
It's a fun time.
In Fullerton.
Yeah.
It is a good time. That's the wrong bed.
All right. Come on. Let's... What it do, nephew?
Don't want that
Call
bed.
In again.
So much is
now.
This bed. And it's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Wow. Your buddy Bean doesn't show up. You go all to pieces, don't you, Mike?
That was me.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
That's right.
No,
that's right, Mark. Sounded good.
We'll cut that out, Craig.
I can't work because the puppies are keeping me awake. We have no idea where Bean is, but we're rapidly trying to track him down to invite him to join the show. It's very odd for him to not show up. So I'm guessing dead.
Dead. Has to be dead.
Has to be dead. There's no way he wouldn't send an email or
call,
text message or a telegraph or Morse code or something. He'd find some way because... He's that way.
Yeah. I can't get Yum Yum to take a dump.
The puppies are dragging me down outside. They're mauling me. It'd be great if his puppies
Death
just turned
puppies.
On him and mauled him. The best. Be all
Cute
Scarface.
He'd be all Tina Fey.
He would be all Tina Fey. Speaking of Tina Fey, we finally know what caused the scar. Story broke yesterday. Where her brother revealed in a Vanity Fair interview that it's not funny, but when she was 5 years old, she was in her front on her front lawn of her house, and some random stranger came up and slashed her face with a knife.
What?
No wonder she doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. She ran into the house thinking that she had just been written on by someone with a pen.
Dude.
And her parents and kid and brother saw her face and obviously rushed her to the hospital. But that's how she got the scar.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Hasn't she been not talking about that her whole life?
Yeah, she's always said talking about it would, first of all, bring up all the pain and angst amongst her parents.
Right.
You can imagine happening to your child.
Yeah.
You know, it must be just devastating. And she also said it sort of would validate the person who did it, give them too much attention. You know, they're better off not being acknowledged in terms of that accident, or not accident, but that attack.
Do we get the idea that she wanted her brother to do that, or he just went rogue?
I think he may have gone rogue. may have paled her.
Oh, man.
But look, you know what? It's probably best
just to get
overall,
it out,
because now it's out, and then people will talk about it for 2 days, and then we'll forget about it, and that question will never be raised again, because it's been raised her entire career,
yeah,
ever since she started appearing on television, so... Now
that dude was so lucky he got to touch her.
Oh, now I'll do the show. Now I'll join
Talk
you.
Talk about Tina Fey's scar, I mean.
Oh.
I was just waiting for something interesting.
Someone scarred my puppies.
Guys, we need to start doing the show at either 12:30 or 2:30. That would be more convenient for me because I'm already up.
Don't talk to us about your goddamn puppies.
I don't want
to
hear
just
it.
Saying. But I'm already wide awake then.
Right. Want to. New casting on 90210 may mean that Friday Night Lights is doomed.
No.
What?
Wow, Friday Night Lights may be doomed? Who could have thought?
Isn't that on, like,
Direct
the
TV.
Oxygen Network or
it
something
now? I think now they show it on a television at, like, a bus stop. You have to go to, like, a car wash or something, and they show it inside. You have to drive your car into the car wash, and then they show you an episode.
That Bean and I do it every week.
And they give you a free fill-up.
Yes, we do.
That doesn't seem nice.
So good.
Amy Teagarden.
She on that show?
Is on Friday Night
Lights. She's Coach's daughter, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Julie Taylor is just been cast on 90210. So people are speculating now that her character is leaving the show, that odds are the show's just stopping production. And that's why she's looking for her next gig.
Let's just put the show down.
Let's
no.
I mean, at this point, I know it was
if
good.
This show was a dog, you so would say, you know what, Doc?
Puppy Lake.
Let me just say goodbye. And just give it the big shot, because seriously, it's just sad. Now it's limping along, and it can't poop anymore. It's messing itself.
It's blind.
It's not eating. It's dragging its hind legs. And you got to put one of those carts with wheels on it so it can get around the park. It's just, it's pathetic.
Lisa's expressing a fatal glance.
Oh.
It is going to be on NBC starting next month. You know, they're going to start airing the episodes that have already shown on DirecTV. So maybe there'll be some miracle and it will catch fire in whatever time slot they come
up. It probably will catch fire.
That's
You're right.
True.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because all those people who have ignored it for 3 years, they're suddenly going to say, now I'm going to start watching.
But you understand that it's a great show, though. That's the thing. That's why those of us that do watch it are pulling for it, because it deserves to be on television.
And you know what is making its season premiere tonight? Life According to Jim.
Yeah, coming back. Another season.
Really, look, people?
Excellent point.
Hey, look,
excellent
I'm not
point.
Saying one should replace the other. I'm not saying, World According to Jim is a good show and should stay on the television.
Awesome show.
Right.
Yes.
Watch it!
The frustrating thing is maybe once every, two or three years, a show comes along that's super, super high quality and just can't find an audience.
Yeah.
But that's Arrested
just the
Development
way of the world.
Never
exactly.
got, you know.
Freaks and Geeks, the story, the list goes on and on and on. It's just, that's the way of the world. But sometimes we just need to accept things. It's the first step to admitting you have a problem.
I'm going to start sending footballs to.
Good idea, Lisa.
Send them lights, too. Just
lights.
Flood them with lights.
That's good, too.
Only on Fridays.
Only on Fridays. Yeah. Friday delivery.
Amy Winehouse's husband, Blake Fielder Civil, now is telling us that he wants to divorce Amy Winehouse for her own good. He gave a tell-all interview to News of the World in the UK, and he said he's not abandoning her. He wants to end their relationship out of love.
Oh, yeah. Plus, she's way uglier than when he went into
He thinks they're just a bad combo. And here may be why. He says he admits that he introduced Amy to crack, heroin, and self-mutilation.
Oh, what a great guy.
And he says now he feels a tremendous sense of guilt about it.
Maybe he should have felt this guilt before he introduced her to all the things she's killing herself with.
Well, I'm guessing he wasn't really in a state of mind to feel anything when he started introducing her to those things.
Yeah.
So he said he promises not to fight for anything in the split. He just thinks it's best for both of them if they go their separate ways and try to get healthy.
He really wants to get away from her.
So ugly.
Yeah.
Take the money.
Pay
for the funeral.
Take the money, everything. Just get away from me, ugly.
I remember that you used to be hot.
Now you're just ugly. Jessica Simpson is reacting to the rough spot she's having in her career the way any young, talented artist would.
Boobs.
She's injecting stuff into her lips.
Oh!
Really?
Yeah. Photos in Star Magazine this week show her coming out of a plastic surgeon with just giant, freaking puffed up lips. They're guessing she put Juvederm or Restylane in her lips, and she looks silly. She looks ridiculous.
Good times.
So take a look at those photos. They're very entertaining. And the stalker for Kirsten Dunst has got a restraining order placed against him.
For bad judgment?
Yeah, who stalks Kirsten Dunst? Of all the actresses out there.
Yeah, just look for the seeing eye dog.
Maybe he's a dentist. And he's fascinated, he's fascinated by the challenge.
What I could do with you.
Come on, seriously, just give me like 8 hours in the chair. I could change your life. His name is Christopher Smith, and he arrived on her doorstep on November the 20th.
Oh, that's a little scary.
Yeah. They don't like that, the stars, when you show up on their doorstep.
Nope.
With nutty buddies.
Yeah, that's true. They tend to move.
Apparently, she wasn't home at the time, which is lucky, and her personal assistant performed a citizen's arrest at the time.
Nice!
How about the old citizen's arrest making a comeback?
Love that.
She held on to Christopher Smith, kept him busy there until the cops arrived. Smith apparently told the cops when they showed up, "I'm in love with Kirsten, so I went to her house. I connected with Kirsten spiritually. I felt like I connected with her, and she connected with me."
Wow.
I don't know if she did. I guess you have to ask her if she connected with me.
Nope.
Christopher, let me give you the
don't
short
really
answer.
Ask.
No. That's just not.
She'll talk about it at the trial. Can we do the citizen's arrest topic again? It's been a long time since we've done that because I just can't get my head around that's what her roommate's reaction was, which was, I'm going to figure out a way to keep this guy here rather than what most people would think, which is, I've got to get rid of this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
And what makes them stay? Why would he just leave?
You sit on him. You hold him down.
She might have physically forced him to stay. Yeah. He or she.
Well, I was wondering if she craftily invited him in and said, "Hey, let me call Kirsten for you, or Kristen, or whatever her name is. Let me call her for you," and instead dialed up the police. I wonder if it was something devious like that.
I don't have an answer for
Ralph, you. Do you have any more details on that story?
I don't have any details more than what I gave
what
you.
What was said between the two of
them? I don't
know
what her plan was that she crafted.
What was
I don't
he
know
wearing?
How she kept them on the location until the cops arrived. I have none of those answers.
How long has she been Kirsten's assistant?
I don't know what she offered him to drink when he showed up, whether it was country-tied lemonade, perhaps, or some
country time or another kind.
Lipton iced tea. Yeah. I have none
what
of those.
What time of day
facts.
Was this?
Unincorporated area? Is this LA proper?
I'm not sure if there was a screen door she was talking to him through or just a regular door, whether she opened the door.
Did he drive or get dropped off? Do you have that information?
None of those things are at my fingertips, and I apologize hard.
My point was that the citizen's arrest part is interesting, and I bet our listeners have been involved. That's all.
Got it.
George Michael has a Christmas present for you. Unfortunately, you have to go into a public bathroom to get it.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just kidding. It's a new holiday song, new Christmas song. All right.
It's
Bean,
terrible.
Have you heard the Christmas song?
It's terrible.
Of course,
he has.
It's called December Song, I Dream of Christmas. And you can download it for free on December the 25th.
December Song?
Yeah. GeorgeMichael.com is where it's available.
Public restrooms can often be a hangout for the homosexual.
It is no last Christmas if you're getting your hopes up when you hear that George Michael has a Christmas song. It's just awful.
Today's Tuesday. The new CDs and DVDs are in stores. CDs, Circus, the new Britney Spears CD, dropped on her birthday. Today's also her birthday. We'll play some clips from that later on today so you can point and laugh like I've been doing all morning. It's Gotta Be Somebody by Nickelback. Wow, it's a bad day for CDs. Freedom by Akon. That's better. And the new Live in Chicago by Panic at the Disco.
Huh.
Available today on CD and DVD. Speaking of DVDs, Step Brothers, available on DVD. The Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian. Wanted, the Angelina Jolie movie, which if you hadn't seen in the theaters, really worth a rent.
I love
that film. X-Files, I Want to Believe. David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson. On the day the Earth stood still, special edition, the original
version of that film before we see the new Keanu Reeves version.
When was it? What year?
50s, late 50s.
56, I think, maybe?
Classic.
Terrific.
Classic good. Sci-fi yeah. movie, yeah. Very entertaining, so you can pick that up as well.
In the 50s, but is this like the futuristic world in the 50s when it was ridiculous? No.
It was sort of, it's a pretty serious film.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there is some lame-ass sort of special effects, the spaceship landing and everything, but they got this really cool robot, which even today looks really cool. But it's more about the storyline about how this alien race comes to sort of school the human race and how to behave, which is pretty cool. Today's celebrity birthdays, Lucy Liu is 40 years old. Nate Mendel from Foo Fighters is 40 as well. Rena Sofer.
Oh.
From Friends, she's not Friends. Yeah, she was on
Heroes.
Friends. And she
Heroes.
Was also on Heroes. 40 years old. Kelly Furtado. Yes. Kelly Furtado is 30 years old. Nelly.
Nelly's sister? Nelly.
Furtado.
Yes.
The hardest name I've ever had to say. Britney Spears, as I mentioned, turns 27 years old
today. I got to give her a bell, you guys. Sorry.
Now, yeah.
She's
I agree.
Belly again. Yeah.
I agree.
And our very own intern, Tiny Dancer.
Yeah.
Tiny Dancer celebrates her 22nd birthday today. And if there was, just don't ever stop ringing the bell. That's what I'm saying.
Really?
Just
it gets hotter every day,
we
too.
We should start now. And not only the bell, but she gets a horn,
she gets
too.
That?
That's how hot she is.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
This time on Friday morning, just after 6 o'clock, we will be opening the doors at a place Kevin mentioned a few minutes ago called the Slide Bar on Commonwealth Avenue in downtown Fullerton. You can get details at krock.com. We're going to be there for a very special reason because it's the most wonderful time of the year, as I'm fond of saying. The Miss Double December 2009 live pageant is going to be there, 18 and up. 21 plus must show an ID if they plan to drink, and I know you do, and we're going to be collecting toys again this year, toys for Tatas out in front. We're going to have, I think, the representatives from the LA and OC chapters are going to be there making Christmas wishes come true. But the most important thing, let's face it, we're all down there for the boobs. Am I right?
Well, sure, yeah.
Pretty much.
The boobs attached to the women. Yeah. That's the good part. Danielle is in our studio from Covina. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
Welcome. Wow, it's early.
Yes.
You must have, what time did you get up and leave this morning?
I left my house at 5:08, but I woke up at 4 in the morning.
Yes.
Wow, I don't even get up that early for the show anymore.
Clearly.
It's true.
Now, you're 21 and unbelievably hot. You should never have to see 6 a.m. This should be against the law for someone like you.
Yeah. Why are you trying to talk her out of it?
No, I'm saying it's fantastic. It's a testament to her devotion to become Miss Double December that she's willing to do this. Because let's face it, you look like Danielle. You're getting up at noon or whatever the hell you feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely whatever the hell I feel like.
And then just being fed grapes by some
exactly,
supermodel.
Yeah. So, Danielle, you know, we have some standard questions we have to ask as we get to know the girls this week. We're having all, well, now all nine of you in this week.
Stupid boss.
Yeah, one of them had to drop out, but we have nine contestants in the running for Miss Double December 2009. So we're having all of you on, and folks can go to the website and vote. Why do you seek this honor this year, my dear?
I think it'd be really fun to be able to hang out with you guys all year.
Mm.
And I also
you should talk
like
to some past Miss Double Decembers and ask them. Don't take that for granted.
And I also think it'd be really cool to be able to go backstage and meet the bands, hang out.
Fantastic.
Can't argue with that.
By the way, how did we forget the theme song already?
I haven't even played. I was wondering what was happening there.
Please.
Why do I struggle? What's the theme song for Miss Double December?
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December.
Nice melons.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans. She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
You can see Danielle's picture in the Kevin and Bean section of krock.com in the Miss Double D page. She's in color. All of her friends are in black and white, which is a mysterious world that she lives in. But you ought to check out the photo. You can, of course, vote for her if you want to. Let's take a look at the questionnaire that you filled out, Danielle. Interesting celebrity choice. Tell people who you'd like to be stranded on a deserted island with and why.
My answer was that I'd like to be stranded on a deserted island with Barack Obama. And obviously, because he's the hottest president we've ever had, in my opinion.
That's true.
And I just think he's like a beautiful woman. He smiles, and I think
like
everything's going to be
woman.
Okay in the world.
He's very comforting.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
For that reason.
So you're just thinking about straight sex on the island. Because we had a girl
no,
in
yesterday. I think he's an amazing person and really intelligent.
We got a girl on yesterday that was going right to cannibalism. Just thought, I just need the fattest guy so I can eat.
Right.
Yeah, really smart idea.
Yeah.
Well, she's a little more practical.
She's more practical, but I think you and Barack would maybe have more fun on your desert island than
yeah,
she would.
Yeah, definitely.
What would the title to kill each other.
What would the title of your autobiography be? All I Ever Wanted Was to Be in Lowrider Magazine. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that.
I just use that as my backup plan. Like,
that's a good backup plan.
Standing in front of a purple Impala and stilettos. If the education thing, career, mom thing doesn't work out.
Hey, our friend Lightning from KRock.com is in videotaping today, and you'll see some of this on the website later. You just got his vote when you mentioned the purple Impala. Yeah. He's going right to the website. And click, click, click right now.
If you were a stripper, what song would you dance to? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was Ram Jam, Black Betty.
Right.
I was actually wondering if we could play that song when I did my cartwheel. I don't know if that's possible.
Oh, I don't know if it is
if we
either,
have it. Okay.
Actually. We'll look for it. She does
a cartwheel.
Play
it on Friday.
We'll get to her cartwheel in just a second. That's going to be fantastic.
Now, the follow-up question to the song you like is, have you had any dancing experience? Not that that will be held against you. Of course, it may even be a point in your favor if you have some professional experience in that area.
Oh, my mother's listening to the radio this morning.
No, of course not. They wouldn't do that at
all.
Here's what I like. She came up with a new power. I've not heard of this power ever. It's a unique power. If you could have a superpower, what would it be and why? And you said I would want to have an invisible hand that slapped people across the face whenever I pleased. What made you think of that?
Actually, I was inspired by the new South Park episode that I was watching where this guy just goes around smacking everybody.
Which one was it? When was it on?
It was one of the new ones. It was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, but, fantastic.
I just thought it'd be really funny.
That's really good.
There'd be a lot of times that can come into play.
Absolutely.
I think that would come into play a lot, actually.
Yeah.
If selected as a finalist, you'll be asked to perform a talent.
Yes.
What is your talent for the talent show? Now, you were telling us off the air that you haven't done this since...
Very young, probably six or seven when I was really limber and flexible. And
yeah,
now you're an old
65 pounds.
Now you're an old 21-year-old.
Yeah, washed up.
Crotchety. What is it that you do?
I'm going to take a shot of vodka and do a cartwheel.
At the same time?
I'm going to swallow the vodka while I'm cartwheeling.
Okay.
You did this at 6 years old?
Yes.
Oh, no. Only
at 6 years old, it was a double.
It was apple juice shots at that age.
Now, Danielle,
Your mom's listening.
You thought of this talent, realized you hadn't done it in 15 years. Did you practice in the time between when you filled out the questionnaire and today, or is today literally going to be the first time you've tried it in all this time?
No, I wouldn't come unprepared, but I had Thanksgiving weekend of practice with my cousins
okay.
on basketball.
All right, good.
So
all right.
Come on, guys. You got to help me do – I got to do cartwheel. I have to do a shot.
Family bonding.
What kind of space do you need in order to perform this trick?
Probably like 8 or 9 feet.
8 or 9 feet.
Yeah.
Maybe in the
just to feel comfortable.
In the hallway, right out there?
Sounds
okay.
good.
Will that work? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Danielle from Covina. She's 21. She is going to do a shot of vodka while doing a cartwheel.
Fantastic. Now, will we be able to see her at all? She can be just out of range. We'll have to see the video later? Or
yes,
what?
You'll have to see the video later. Lightning is videotaping it, so he'll put that up probably at, I don't know, this afternoon sometime.
She looks like she might get hit in the face with those if she's upside down for a minute. I'm a little concerned for her safety.
I am not.
She just poured the shot.
You don't really have to worry about knocking yourself out when you're doing this trick at six, but in Danielle's condition, you know.
Walk out in the hallway. Taking off her shoes.
Doing the shot.
I like where this is headed.
Doing the shot, doing the cartwheel. Come on!
How about that?
That is a true talent right there.
And she put the shot glass in her chest in between the
knives.
That's going to be a hell of a video in a few hours up at KRock.com. Well done, Danielle.
Wow. That's quite a talent.
Thank you.
Although
very much.
I didn't see it. Can you do it again?
Friday, I'll do it again.
Okay, Friday. All right. If you want to vote for Danielle, go to KRock.com and click on Miss Double D, and you can vote for Danielle from Covina. And thanks for coming down this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Now, scurry
nice
off to class and work and everything else you're doing today.
Thank you very much.
Good news, bad news. The good news is we have more Miss Double December contestants coming in. We'll meet the beautiful Roxanne in just a few minutes. The bad news... Sustainable Dave makes an appearance on the Kevin Bean Show today.
I'm looking forward to Sustainable.
For the 12th freaking time in a row, we're going to talk to this guy about how he throws trash away or doesn't throw it away or whatever it is he does.
We're going to force him to throw it away is what's going to happen. Tired of this BS.
I think he's coming down this time. We're going to have him in studio, and Kevin is going to throw his head away. He's going to force his head into a trash can as a way to say goodbye.
My head or his, because mine won't fit.
That's true. There's no can big enough.
Yeah. All right, time for the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. You can leave us a message on any topic.
This is Psycho Mike, and we're about to play local age. You don't want that out-of-town age, just that local age. You know, Shut up, Psycho Mike.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Oh. Are you channeling your inner bean? Did you really say that on the air, Mike?
That's why we call him the mini bean.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I was making heroin references and stuff, see, because local H, I'm way cooler.
You said out-of-town H, local H.
You don't want none of that out-of-town H.
Oh, dear God.
That's a good line, Mike. I wish I'd thought of that. It's very good.
Kevin and Bean, Cinco de la Tarde on every afternoon at 5.
Hey, guys. So, what is up with Ralph on the afternoon show? The guy need rehab or something? Every day I've listened for the past 2 weeks. He is ripped out of his mind.
Yeah. He drinks a little.
He's a drinker.
Just a bit.
What do you think he does between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m.?
Bean, we got a what looks like a personal call for you.
This is a Blockbuster video reminder letting you know that you've had Brokeback Mountain for over 9 weeks. Mm. Please, turn it back into your local Blockbuster video. Thank you.
We were talking about the Bean News Network yesterday because he has seen every single story long before we do or you do or anyone does.
Yeah.
So you know how you have that conversation where everybody goes, hey, did you see? He always has. And he knows more about it than you do. So we were mocking him for that.
Hey, Bean, here's something you might not know. Nobody likes you.
Yeah, I actually figured that out. I actually heard that a few days ago.
I sent a text to landline message to you at no charge to you. F you, Bean.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Wow. Did not see that coming.
Text the landline. That's the way to do it, by the way. I don't even know how you do that. You call the operator, I guess, and tell them what you once said. But
that's great.
That's fantastic. Bean, do you have the Flaming Hot Cheetos kids?
You know I do.
Yeah.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I'm the Flaming Hot Cheetos! I love you so much!
That's your ringtone now, Bean? That's how your phone rings?
It certainly is. Yes.
Nice.
Did y'all know that hot Cheetos cause hyperactivity? It's scientifically proven that it causes a reaction in kids that makes them go crazy! Hot Cheetos! Goodbye.
That is true, by the way.
G-O-D'd.
Mm-hmm. Hey, can I get a ruling on, I'm starting to get a lot of emails from people who are saying we're missing the boat that the baked hot Cheetos are the way to go. Anyone have a comment on that?
I've never tried it. It's not a healthier form of it, is it?
It would be, yes.
One of the schools in Pasadena is forcing them to use only the baked version because it's supposedly healthier. But I don't know if they taste any better.
You don't eat hot Cheetos because they're healthy, by the way.
No, that's like buying the low-fat Oreos at the supermarket. That's BS.
It's radiation plastic is basically what that is. But it tastes so good, you got to have it.
I just love hot Cheetos.
Mix.
I knew you were going to say that. I was hoping. Here's a quick story.
Hey, guys. I had a quick story. So I have this guy at work. His name's Jonathan Bo, but we call him J-Bo. And I work at a restaurant, and it's so hard for him because he's kind of a short guy. So whenever he comes to pick up his food, like, people won't get out of his way because they can't really see him.
Really? What does he say then?
And he always says, hey, guys, make room for me.
Oh.
And they say, no way, there's no room for you.
And then what happens, caller?
And I always have to come by and say, there's always room for J-Bo. Hit it, Steve!
He ended that with hit it, Steve. Come on, that guy's paying attention. Dave, the King of Mexico, is apparently wooing all of Southern California.
Really?
Women love the king. That's what we're finding out.
Dave the King of Mexico, Dave the King of Mexico, Dave the King of Mexico. Lazy things are gonna happen. Why do I find you attractive? I wish Dave the King of Mexico was outside my window. I wish Dave the King of Mexico was behind the tree. I really wish he could see how quickly for him I am falling. And it's Dave the King of Mexico outside my window pane. I could barely see Haley from where I was. LA Clippers are gonna be all right. Anyways, I have too much time on my hands. Yeah. Bye.
Come on.
Fantastic.
Nice work.
Dave's no game is apparently still working. I can't believe there's another girl here. This is turning into the best job ever.
Yeah.
It's Double December 2009, people.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans. She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my f*** is hard.
Hello, Roxanne.
Yeah.
Roxanne.
Hi.
Come on. Hi. How are you, my dear?
I'm fine, thanks. How about you?
Roxanne is 24 from Huntington Beach. She looks like, you look like you're a morning person. We were just saying that during the song. You look like you're awake and ready to go.
Unlike many of our Miss Double A's.
Yes. And all of our bands,
yeah.
By the way.
Exactly.
Our bands show up at 9 and they're miserable.
Yeah, yeah.
You just can't
Roxanne,
do it.
Let me tell you, a funny warning just in case you are lucky enough to be selected. And of course, Roxanne's picture and all the other contestants is up at krock.com, Kevin and Bean section, Miss Double D link, if you want to vote, and you should. The girl that wins every year, and I think this is the 8th or 9th year we've done Miss Double December, super excited. I mean, they're very happy to do it. And then about a month goes by, we call them and go, hey, we're doing a live broadcast from the dump at 5 a.m. Will you come on out and join us? And they're like, oh, man, you know, I can't make it. Yeah, I'd love to be there with you. They don't realize maybe how early some of the hanging out with Kevin and Bean ends up being. So it's just a word of warning to you and the other ladies.
Now, some of the stuff, some of your answers on the site. What celebrity would you like to be stranded on an island with? You're a suck-up, first of all.
Yeah.
And second of all, your answer is?
It's sincere adoration, Megan Fox.
Megan Fox.
Nice.
That's a great answer.
Yeah.
Who knew that would be the same answer as mine?
She's, what do you like about her, Roxanne? She's just unbelievable, right?
Yeah, she is. She just makes me happy when I look at her.
Me too. That's weird how that works.
Odd.
What would your title of your autobiography be? Young, Hot, and Half Asian?
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Self-explanatory.
Which half is Asian?
The top half.
No, yeah, the top half is not.
Not Asian. Right?
That's true. The bottom half.
That's true. If you were a stripper, what one song would you love to dance to?
Black Dog by Led Zeppelin.
And when was the last time you danced to this song?
When I sang karaoke for the first time.
Oh, man. Were you drunk at the time when you sang karaoke?
I wasn't drunk. I was
buzzed.
Happily buzzed.
Okay. Okay. If you could have one superpower, what would it be and why? You say you want to be Batman.
Because he's the best superhero ever. Okay. And he has...
Wow, does Ralph love you? Is he, explain to me why, I mean, he's smart, obviously, he's resourceful. Why is he better than Superman, a man who can literally move the earth?
Because he has all the cool toys, and then he has, like, that alter ego that's, like, all suave and, like, he
Playboy-y.
Has all the ladies. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Mm. That's true.
Okay. Who's your favorite TV or movie Batman? Which actor do you like the best in the
what's
role?
What's the right answer, and which one should I say?
Honestly, which one do you prefer? Are you a Christian Bale man, or a Val Kilmer, or a Michael Keaton? Who do you like?
Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Christian Bale's your favorite? All right,
sure
now you got
off.
Mike's vote.
Christian
all right.
Bale.
Yeah, it's Mike, too. Yeah, he's very excited by that. And if selected as a finalist, you'd be asked to perform a talent. What is your talent? How did you discover this? I'm sorry, what? Did you say... What did you say?
If your talent is blowing,
that's the best talent ever.
Wow, I walked right into that. Blowing spitballs off my tongue, and I discovered that when I was bored in class.
Blowing spit bubbles off your tongue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, wait, I'm having trouble visualizing what you mean by that. You mean, explain that to me in a little more detail.
Well, I get, like, my spit all nice and phlegmy, and, like, make a little bubble in the end of my tongue and then blow it off.
And it actually, it leaves your mouth into the air?
Most of the time. It's been having, my spit bubble's been having a little bit of a performance anxiety this morning.
No, you don't want that from your spit.
So.
No. Well, that just doesn't sound hygienic, if I can be honest with you.
I can do something else.
I would rather
do something else.
Well, you can change it if you'd like by Friday, but I'd like to see the spit bubbles today.
All right,
if you don't mind.
I'll try.
Lightning's got the video camera in here. He's going to zero it in on you, and then we'll put it up on the website.
Yeah.
Lightning, try to get some of her face in this shot, okay? I see how close you are to her right now.
How does she do that? How do you do that? I can't do that. She's just got a little bubble on her tongue. And that's not spit, by the way.
No! Oh, come on.
What?
Oh, my gosh. All right.
How did you learn to get a bubble on your tongue? I mean, I can move my tongue around, but I can't accomplish that. She's concentrating very hard. looking at the roof.
Don't interrupt the RT, Kevin. Sorry. Come on, she's working.
I'm sorry, it's not working this morning.
Oh.
I can do something else. It's kind of cool.
We could play Jack Johnson's song, Bubbly Tongue, and you can do that. And you can do something else this morning.
She's doing it now.
She's still trying to make it work. She keeps laughing, though. That's what's ruining it for her.
This does make fantastic radio.
It does.
I know.
The
I
listeners
know.
About that.
I know. Okay. This might be a little.
I'm a little nervous and my mouth's getting kind of dry.
Oh. you got anything for that?
Nope.
Hey, I can pick my nose with my tongue.
Nope.
No, we're going to pass.
Yeah. Right. Jumping jacks. How about jumping jacks?
Jumping jacks.
Oh, yeah. Look at you.
Good idea.
Mike comes up with the idea.
Well, yeah, I could do that too.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. I mean, all right. We do need a default to talent, I guess.
The bubble on the tongue might be a little small for the live pageant. That's all I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Because you'll have people there. And
all right. How many should I do?
10. Well,
100. 200.
I'll do 10.
10. Okay.
Right. 10 jumping jacks. All right.
Great.
That top is not likely to stay on with jumping jacks,
no.
By the way. I'm a little bit concerned about that.
Neither am I.
One.
Oh.
Two. Three.
Yeah.
This is the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Six. Seven.
Uh-huh.
Eight.
Three.
Nine.
Four.
Seven.
Wow.
Nicely done.
Standing.
Nicely done.
Could have put an eye out with those things. All right. We're almost out of time. We're talking to the beautiful Roxanne, 24 Huntington Beach. You can see her picture and vote for her at KROQ.com. Roxanne, before I give out the information on the live event, tell us why you want to be Miss Double December. It can't just be Kevin and Bean. There must be something more to it.
I'm just doing it for the tickets. No,
I don't blame you.
That's honest.
No, I listen to Kevin Bean every morning, and yeah, I love him.
You want to be part
so
of the family.
It's so awesome to see where all the magic happens.
exciting, isn't it?
I feel like she had some sort of a prep course that she took where they said, all right, if they ask you about Batman, here's the right answer. If they ask you about this, here's the right answer. I mean, she's pretty smooth.
She could be
the new Secretary of State. I mean, she's really, really good. All right, so Friday we will
see. But she's a woman, so we don't want her for Secretary of State.
Because
we got that dude now. We got that new dude.
Wow. Friday we are going to see you, Roxanne, along with the KROQ listeners at the Slide Bar in downtown Fullerton. You can go to their website, by the way, which is myspace.com/theslidebar. Doors open at 6 o'clock. We are going to be serving a breakfast buffet all day. You're able to vote, by the way, whether you're coming down or not, up until 8 o'clock on Friday morning through the website. And then we have the pageant. Now, what are the categories in the pageant, Kevin? Do you remember? I know you do the talent.
Yeah, there's the talent portion, and there's a swimsuit portion,
swimsuit.
I believe.
Right.
Right.
And then there's nightwear, like a nightclub.
Like evening gown.
Yeah, not evening gown, but more like you'd go out to a nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
Something like
that. I got you. Yeah. Okay,
and don't
so
we ask
all
a question,
that.
Too?
Sure. I don't know.
All right, so all of that will be happening on Friday morning. Get all those details. Please come down and join us at Fullerton. It was a blast last time. We think you'll have a great time. Get the details at KROQ.com, and be sure to stop by and vote for Roxanne. Thanks for coming in this morning. We enjoyed meeting you.
It was nice meeting you, too.
By the way, if you don't yet have your tickets, and of course you don't unless you've won them, they're not on sale yet. It's the KROQ Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008, December 13th and 14th at the Gibson Amphitheater. There is always a song to listen for. It is as simple as logging on to the front page of KROQ.com, and then you'll know exactly when to be caller 20. To win your tickets, we've got more for you this morning on The Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph joins us for the Showbiz Beat. Now, what's going on, Ralph?
Well, since today is pretty much dedicated to the magic of the double Ds.
Yes.
I thought it'd be appropriate to do this Showbiz story. If you're interested in getting a closer look of Katy Perry's 32 double Ds.
Yes.
You might be interested in a little auction going on eBay right now. Katy famously did a plaster cast of her amazing rack for a charity called Unite the United, which I just think is a waste of time, because if they're already united, why do we need to unite them?
Giant-sized cans.
I think you'd want to unite the divided.
Yeah, well,
or divide the united. But you don't need to unite the united.
No, that's ridiculous.
It's redundant, and it's a waste of charitable funds.
That's true.
In my opinion. But they are up on eBay. The bust, no pun intended, was personally painted by her boyfriend, Travis McCoy, of Gym Class Heroes. And as of this morning, when I printed out the listing, the current bid was $3,250.
Dude.
She has big, big boobs.
That's crazy.
But you could fondle her plaster breasts all you wanted when you got them home.
Yes, those large things in her bra.
Travis did a nice job of painting them, by the way.
Did he?
Yeah. They're really kind of very artistic. It would look nice on a coffee table or a mantle.
Sure.
It's a piece of art. I'd like to paint her boobs, too, by the way.
Door.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah! Hell yeah!
You're a painter, are you?
Just one color, though.
Cream?
Cream.
What was that size again? Did you say
32 double Ds?
Double D. You don't see those very often.
You don't see double Ds hanging off a 32.
No, those do not occur in nature very often. Very
often. That's a serious rack.
And for those of you gentlemen who are confused by the measuring system, I know I was for many years. The 32 part is the circumference of a rib cage, and then the cup size is the actual heft of the boobage itself.
Right.
So that's what she's like. She's got a little 32.
She has got a tremendous set of boobs.
So think about it. If you're a fellow with a 32-inch waist, that's the size of her ribs. And
right.
And you got
wow.
You got D's, double D's.
Check out those gigantic knockers.
Yeah. So for a little over $3,000, they can be yours if you're
cannons, people, big old boobies.
Just thought. Today of all days would be a good day to cover that.
From the sublime to the ridiculous, Scott Stapp has announced that Creed's getting back together for a reunion tour.
No
finally!
Kidding.
Oh, that's such good news.
You're the guy. You're the one that's been asking for this, Kevin.
No, I don't really care.
Oh.
Really? Creed, really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
No, God! No, God, please, no!
Now, I know they're crap. But
not interested.
Billboard.com says Creed could make a fortune by reuniting and hitting the road. They were one of the biggest selling acts of the past 10 years.
Yeah. Don't you get the idea it was kind of a moment in time and is past?
It would be like Limp Bizkit getting back together again and going
yes.
on tour. I'd like to think that, but I fear there are still legions of Creed fans who will show up in droves to these bogus concerts.
I don't get a lot of these reunions that are very successful, like... You know, New Kids on the Block are so bad, yet they've sold a million tickets already this year. Yeah. There's a lot of nostalgia for music of people's youths, I guess.
The homosexual is right.
Creed hasn't played together since June of 2004.
Yeah. All right.
Then Scott went solo, and the rest of the guys formed a band called Alter Bridge. With singer Miles Kennedy.
What's
going
to happen
them.
To all the Alter Bridge fans?
I think we're going to have an Alter Bridge reunion in about 5 years. That's what's going to have to happen. So that's your good news right there. Interesting list from Yahoo this week. Yahoo has announced.
Sorry, who?
Yahoo! They have announced their most popular searches for 2008. They do this at the end of every year so we can see what's hot and what's not in popular culture. Here's how it shakes down. Number 10 was American Idol. Still, in this day and age, the 10th most searched item on the internet, according to Yahoo, was American Idol.
Wow.
Number 9, Angelina Jolie.
Sure.
Number 8, Lindsay Lohan.
Sure.
Number 7, Naruto.
Oh, sure, Naruto.
I don't know what Naruto is.
What is Naruto?
Am I out of touch?
He/she does good work.
How do you spell that, Ralph?
The Clippers.
N-A-R-U-T-O.
Yeah.
Naruto.
Is it a video game or something? Video?
Dude, I just
it's
said I don't
Japanese
know.
It's a Japanese manga series.
It's a what? Japanese manga
Japanese
series.
Japanese manga series, yeah.
Naruto.
You know me and manga. Love it.
And I'm a comic book geek, but I don't know.
Than
I don't
American
know.
Idol.
I don't know about the manga.
I don't know.
Jessica Alba was number 6.
Okay.
RuneScape was 5.
RuneScape.
RuneScape. Now that I know is a video game.
Yes.
4, Miley Cyrus. 3, Barack Obama. 2, WWE.
Really?
World Wrestling Entertainment, the second most searched thing
that's
on the internet.
Not possible.
Wrestling is still...
Over UFC.
Yes,
over Barack
the UFC
Obama.
Doesn't even show up on the top 10.
What?
Wrestling. Still huge.
That's shocking.
I am shocked.
Number 2.
That's
two.
More surprising than Naruto.
Well, nothing's more surprising than Naruto.
Wow.
And the number 1 most popular searched item on Yahoo in 2008... Britney Spears.
Sure.
Wow.
Britney Spears has been number 1 7 of the last 8 years.
My God.
Well, she's doing her job, I guess, then.
I guess yeah. So. There you go. Britney Spears. Congratulations. Birthday girl Britney Spears celebrates her 27th birthday today, and consequently, not inconsequently, yeah. That's cruel. Coincidentally.
Yes.
She also released a new CD today called Circus. And I thought maybe you'd like to hear some Circus. You want to hear some Circus?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yes,
this
I
is,
would.
Of course, the big the single they've been playing off the album, Womanizer. Here's a little taste.
Boy, don't try to front. I know just what you are. Boy, don't try to front. I know just what you are.
they get so much going on in the songs these days, and so much, so many effects and background stuff and tools on the voice that you can barely hear the person singing anymore.
Yeah. Britney Spears has managed somehow to make ABBA look like Bob Dylan, look introspective.
Yeah.
Circus, kinda the title song off the CD.
Huh? What?
Circus? Do we even need Britney Spears anymore with these songs?
I think you can hear her voice.
But really, couldn't you do that with a Casio? Couldn't you, couldn't you create that voice in a lab somewhere?
Sure.
And here's the last cut I want to play for you. If You Seek Amy, it's called. Sounds like... sounds like marching music for a gay army.
Seek Amy.
She's trying to make a play on words there, I think, is what's happening.
Oh,
she's trying
I don't...
to spell a word with that title, I think.
What's the title?
If You Seek Amy.
How does that work, Bean?
I-U-S-A. I-U-S-A.
No, no. If. F-U-C.
Oh.
Oh, that's so unique.
Gotcha.
Wait. If You Seek Amy.
Yeah, I think it's a F me, basically.
Oh.
Is she said. I didn't want to spell it out, but yeah.
If that's... you F me is basically what she's saying.
Right.
Oh,
she's so deep.
She is.
Yeah. She says a lot. I mean, you listen to it, then you go, there's a lot more levels here.
Man, I'm glad I watched 90 minutes about her life on Sunday. F that special, by the way. I flipped over. I was watching Pacquiao De La Hoya 24/7.
Which is great.
And I said,
HBO.
Oh, that MTV thing's on. I really, you know, for my job, I should go check that out. And I popped over and she said, yeah, I really don't need any sort of therapy. I don't need to go to a therapist and work out my problems because I dance and I'd learned choreography. So I don't need no psychologist. I was like, boop. And I went right back.
True,
I said,
me too. That's how I work out my ass.
That is a lie. No one needs more therapy than you do. And you getting in a room with eight gay guys pretending you're working in an office dancing on chairs isn't going to help your problems, you effed up whore bag.
You.
Wow. That's ugly.
Happy birthday, Britney. She's 27 as we look at celebrity birthdays. Nelly Furtado is 30. Treach of Naughty by Nature is 38. Tretch. Yeah, I'm not a big rap guy. Yeah,
really?
Rena Sofer is 40 years old today. Nate Mendel of Foo Fighters is 40. Got that name right. Lucy Liu is 40 as well. And I think she's in her car right now driving to get us breakfast. So if you're listening, Tiny Dancer, happy birthday.
But she's listening.
She might be listening.
Big boy.
She's our intern and she's sexy as hell and I have a gift for her.
Nope.
Same gift I want to give Katy Perry's bust. My appreciation.
Paint?
That's all. No, my appreciation.
All right.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Making his 12th and final appearance on the Kevin and Bean Show, Sustainable Dave joins us 1 hour from right now. We gotta take this guy out. We've got to end
really.
It.
I know we were the ones that started it. We started talking to him, but
exactly.
Come on, come on now. All right, now enough.
That's
what I'm saying. I know what's going to happen. The first story of 2009 is going to be Sustainable Dave continues what he's doing for another year.
Exactly. Plus, we'll be in another of our finalists for the Miss Double December 2009 crown. You can get all the details if you want to join us for the live show at the Slide Bar in Fullerton this coming Friday morning. The lovely Camry will be here in about 20 minutes or so right here on K-Rock.
There is a survey from Yahoo TV, and it's Write 'Em Off is the name of it. It's talking about TV characters that need to go away, people on TV that we don't need to see anymore. Tired of them, had it, good, got it, move on.
Okay.
Next. For example, their first one is Izzy Stevens. What's her name? She plays
Catherine Heigl.
Catherine Heigl. Yep, done with that. Finished. They don't even like Mohinder Suresh on Heroes because he's supposed to be the smart guy and he does a bunch of dumb things.
I agree with them on – I hate to say this because I've been with Heroes since episode one. I am losing faith in that program. It has kind of lost me a little bit this season. But – and part of it was when Suresh – and maybe he's still doing it. I haven't seen the last few episodes. When he turned into the fly, when he had that bizarre storyline where he was hanging from the ceiling and, you know, growing the big muscles and stuff. He was just weird. I mean, he changed his character changed so much on the show from what he was great for, which was to, you know, help solve this thing, that it kind of became annoying a little bit. I understand where they're coming from for that.
Gordon Ramsay is a chef who screams at people.
Oh.
Here's what they say. Oh, look, Gordon Ramsay's swearing on TV. How amazing. How edgy. Wait, he's swearing again. Oh, there he goes again. He's swearing again. Bored yet? So are we.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't watch that show, so I'm fine with him. But
sure, of
course. Sounds like you get what you deserve on that one.
Yeah.
Tyra Banks is one of their entries. And I got to tell you wholeheartedly, Tyra is my number one, needs to be off TV.
She should be 1 through 10.
Yes.
However, so though, having said that, you hated her from when she first got on TV. I think this article is about people that were okay but now have worn out their welcome or have turned irritating.
Either way. I'm good with that either way. As long as she,
as long as she goes.
As long as she's gone and we don't have to hear her say things like this on America's Next Top Model.
I'm not looking for ANTM as in America's Next Top Martian. I'm looking for America's Next Top what?
Yeah, she's so creative that way.
What am I looking for?
I have one thing to say to you. Kiss my fat ass.
Yeah, it was a sad day when she opened her mouth. Let me just say that.
You liked her better in her modeling days.
Yes. Oh, my God, is she annoying. And speaking of annoying, we're going to take your calls for people who just need to be off TV. Maybe in the new year. Maybe we could look at it that way.
Oh, there you go.
We've had it. We're done with you. Get off TV.
Go away.
1-800-520-1067. And the reason this came up was the Rosie O'Donnell Show, which was last Wednesday, was it?
Yes. It was Wednesday night, the night before Thanksgiving. And by the way, it's so funny because we were so grateful for so long that she has been off TV ever since she left The View. And she's pretty easy to avoid on her blog because now she just does video postings on her blog, which none of us go to, so none of us have to see. And then she had to work out this deal with NBC to come back with a big one-hour primetime variety show. And thank God no one watched because now she is off our TV again.
It was canceled after one episode. What a great decision. She did this, and I'm not... We didn't edit this or anything. This is Rosie O'Donnell with Clay Aiken, and they're doing a little skit on their show about how they're both gay. But they can't figure out what they have in common. It's gay, but they can't think of that. So, so funny.
You know, when you think about it, you and I really do have a lot in common.
That's true. We both love and have done Broadway.
That's right. We both started in television competition shows.
Oh, that's right. You did start. You were on Star Search.
That's right. You were, of course, American Idol. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I've got a son named Parker, and you've got a son
named Parker. And I have a son named Parker as well.
That's right. And then there's something else that we have in common.
Serious acting right here.
I don't know. I can't think of it.
Oh, my God. It's killing me.
I remember now there was something, you're right. There was something.
It's something big.
Yeah, it's driving me crazy. I can't really pinpoint it.
What is it?
I remember.
Oh, what is it?
Yes. We're both Gabriel Byrne fans.
Oh, my God.
Yes, don't you love
I love
that?
Usual Suspects.
Oh,
see,
work.
Because they're both Gabriel Byrne.
That just happened.
That was on television.
TV.
What are they thinking?
They wrote that. Rehearsed it and then still decided to do it when the show was on.
So we'll take your calls at 1-800-520-1067 with people that we're tired of.
Catherine Heigl on Grey's Anatomy. We got Mohinder on Heroes. Tyra Banks. Those are some of the names on a new list that just came out called People We Need Off Our TVs. And let's face it, we all have those people that we come across and we go, how does anyone like this person?
Yeah.
How is this person still continuing to work? It must end.
I don't watch The View at all, but ever. But it seems like Elizabeth Hasselbeck has that kind of effect on people.
Oh, so annoying.
A lot of people are annoyed.
Here's a little clip of her.
In the pop culture, when that world is then used, when they're... This is upsetting to me because...
Okay, just take a breath and let someone else talk.
But this is a conversation that is hard, and we're going to have it here, and we have it here well, because we love each other.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, honey. That's right.
Yeah. Okay, whatever. Move on.
1-800-520-1067. Who needs to be off your TV right now? Let's start with John in Northridge. He's on line 4. A person that I never really ever think about, but apparently is rubbing John the wrong way. Hey, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Kevin. What's up? Lisa May.
Good morning.
It was annoying.
Hey, just real quick, you sound a lot sexier on the phone than you do over the air.
Oh, on the phone.
I don't know what that means.
That means he's had conversations with you late at night. Creepy John.
I thought they solved the problem with getting rid of that douchebag from Sugargate, but they replaced him with another, that dude Mario Lopez.
Oh,
He's on that dance, the dance show on MTV, and he pretends like he's super Mexican, adding like,
he does, yeah.
We're great, eh? Or, yeah, and then he's like on that other entertainment show, and he's like all proper and sophisticated. And then he goes on the dance show, and then he, you know, then he leaves his hot wife for that dude.
Okay,
that
we don't
dances.
Need his whole story. We'll agree with you on Mario Lopez.
You're just saying he's... He's on too many shows, and he doesn't bring anything good to any of them. That's your point, right?
Exactly.
All right. Okay. Very good.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Matt, who is calling from Anaheim Hills. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. Hello, Lisa. Mate.
Good morning, Matt.
Basically, Dr. Phil has to go. He's probably the most annoying person on TV.
He would be way at the top of my list as well.
Yes.
He's
agree
so
more.
Annoying and not really a doctor from what I hear.
Yeah.
No. And you got to wonder how a guy like that listens to all those people's problems.
Oh, you know, occasionally I might drink a little bit. Well, actually, I drink with Xanax. Actually, I take 2 to 3 times what is prescribed for Xanax.
Okay, all right.
And pour alcohol on top of it. And I've got 15 pill bottles with narcotics hidden under a shelf in a closet.
All right. Excellent.
Hey, I have to go through that just to watch your show. Imagine what it's like for trying to do it. Let's try Stephanie in Paramount. She's on line 3 this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Stephanie, who do you need off your TV immediately?
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Hey, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Stephanie's very serious.
She is.
No, I'm at work. Oh. Rachel Ray's got to go.
Rachel Ray.
Yes. Rachel Ray. Oh, she's everywhere
That's
now.
Another person that I never, ever, ever see. Just because I don't watch whatever she's on. Yeah.
She was on the Rosie Variety Show last Wednesday night,
oh,
by the way.
Dear
she,
God.
She came out with a giant stuffed turkey on the show. Singing and dancing with a stuffed turkey. And here's Rachel Ray.
She's going to give it a taste. Mmm. Oh, man, that is fantastic.
Oh, I don't know. That sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm. All right. She can do that type of TV, but she won't.
All right, let's talk to some haters, Kevin. Let's get Bobby on from Burbank. He's on line 7. Let's find out what his problem is. Hey, Bobby, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, man? I think the Simpsons are done.
The Simpsons?
The Simpsons, really?
Because I've been watching them for like 15 years, man. They're like, oh, do you got Family Guy now? You got Aqua Teen?
Right, Family Guy's great.
The Simpsons. That or Jerry Springer. Choose one.
You're just wrong on both counts. Jerry's never been better.
Now, how have you been watching The Simpsons for 15 years and are over them? I mean, wouldn't you? I mean, why do you continue to tune in and watch it?
A lot of weed. I just got sober. How about that?
Oh, well, that hurts. Okay.
That changes everything.
You should start smoking together because you're dead wrong on The Simpsons. It's still great. Ken in Costa Mesa emails in. He hates and wants Jared from Subway not only off his TV, but to die a painful death. I don't know how you can be so angry at a guy who just lost a bunch of weight.
I've seen enough of him, though. I mean,
just
really
sick of seeing his face, I guess.
I've gotten enough of him. I've had it with him. That's fine. He can go away. Yeah, no problem. We know you lost weight. Okay, good. Subway. All right, whatever. James in Santa Fe Springs. Good morning.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Hey, Lisa May.
Hi, James.
Hey, Oprah.
Yeah.
I haven't watched Oprah in a long time.
I'm so fat.
Yeah.
Has to go.
Yeah. I agree.
What is it about her that annoys you so much, James?
She's everywhere. Her face on the billboards, on the buses. She has to go. It's the same show over and over again. Exactly.
My wife would have 5 more hours a week, I'll tell you that.
Really?
She'd have
still?
That. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does my butt look big?
Let's see. Where do we want to go now? Let's go to Jeannie in Placentia. Good morning, Jeannie.
Hello. How are you guys today?
Very good.
Good. Hey, I have to actually rethink what I said because I just took a load out of the dryer and there are crayons melted on everything.
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
Good times.
I may need the OxyClean man. Oh, I hate him.
The infomercial dude?
I hate him. Yes.
Hi, Billy Mays here for Mighty Putty. The easy way to fix, fill, and seal virtually anything fast and make it last.
How is he so successful, that guy?
I have no idea. It's the hair.
He really does. He really does like 17 different infomercials, and he must be successful.
He's a great salesman.
Oh, but his voice is annoying.
Yeah, it is annoying.
You'd better hang up and order the OxyClean, though. Sounds like you need it.
Yeah, thank you for the call.
Oh, here's a great one. How about John in Anaheim on line 7 on the Kevin and Bean Show? By the way, another Miss Double December contestant, Camry, is coming up. We'll meet her in just a minute. You can check her out on the website right now. Hey, John, who needs to be off your TV?
Hi, those Geico cavemen.
I hear that, sister.
Are they still on?
Yeah, I didn't think they were still on. Mm.
They are still on. That was a commercial that you saw and you thought, well, that's interesting, I guess, the first time.
That was a Super Bowl commercial, right? Wasn't it?
I think maybe so. And then, of course, it ended up being a television series, and that's when you knew that it was too much caveman. And now it's just commercials again. But it has to work for them. There must be people. I assume that they must be able to track that stuff, and people go to Geico because of them, I guess.
There's been that one caveman's been the most popular one, I think. The guy that did the dancing commercial and all that.
Oh, yeah.
I think they'd just been using him, so I don't know what happened to the other caveman, but maybe he's
took
dead.
Took him out.
Yeah,
maybe
I'm about done with the gecko, too, while we're at it, by the way.
The lizard?
Kind of tired about the lizard, yeah. The gecko lizard, yeah.
And let's end with Caitlin in Orange. Good morning, Caitlin.
Hey, guys, what's up?
People you want off your TV?
Yeah, The Hills. Lauren Conrad especially. I'm completely tired of her.
I'm over them all.
Mm-hmm. But yes. Aren't you fascinated when she's on Don't You Love Looking at Her Mustache?
No, not really. It kind of makes me sick in my stomach.
But who's going to talk about nothing on The Hills if not her?
Maybe we'll just eliminate the whole Hills.
Oh,
how about that?
Wow.
Yeah.
We could probably.
You think we could live without it?
I think we could.
I don't know. I know Bean would wither up and die. I know that would happen for a fact. All right. Thank you, Caitlin.
All right.
Why do we hire retards to work here?
I don't know.
Thanks.
Wow.
We were going to do the popcorn trick, and it's not what you think for once, because Miss Double December 2009 contestant Camry has joined us in the studio. Hey, Camry, how are you? Let's sing a little song about you and your kind, and then we'll meet Camry.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December. She's an angel, and just look at those cans. She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
I love that part of the song.
Yes.
It's the best, yes. So Camry needed popcorn for her talent that she's going to be performing here, and we sent Miss Cleo down to the microwave to make us up some, and I don't know, did she leave it in there for 30 minutes? What happened? It's charred.
I don't know, but when she came into the studio, first of all, it smells like burnt popcorn and will for a month.
Yes.
And second of all, it was like a burnt, like brick. There were no separate pieces of popcorn. It was just melted all together in one giant black brick.
This is what happens when we hire people based on boobs, Kevin. How? Why don't we learn?
Because. But how hard is it to make popcorn?
Not at all.
I mean, really?
Not at all. All right, here's the deal. It's that time of year again. We're looking for a new Miss Double December. We are going to be broadcasting live again at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. You can go to their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/theslidebar, or we have the details at krock.com. Last year, there was a huge line to get in. This year, we've opened it up. We'll have more room for more people to see the pageant this year, but still, it's going to fill up fast, so you ought to plan on joining us early if you can. And one of the beautiful women that's going to be down there that we'll be interviewing and will be performing for us is Camry, who joins us in studio right now. Hey, Cam, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
You're very good.
You are representing the 909 today, or is Norco the 951 now? What
it's
are you out
the
there?
The 951. Yeah. Okay, that's better.
It's not fooling anyone. Just so you know, it's not fooling anyone. I know. It's still Norco. Okay.
Tell us about you. What do you do? What's your deal?
I work for a construction company as an office manager, and I go to school full time for cosmetology.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Are you popular at that construction company? My God.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah. Hey, guys, you're going to have to get out and do some work today is what's going to have to happen. It says here, what celebrity would you like to be stranded on an island with? And
yeah,
you must have misunderstood the question or...
Well, I was thinking that I would want somebody that's fun to look at. And
I
wanted Shifty because he was hot pre-rehab days.
Shifty from the band Crazy Town.
Yeah.
He was on Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew. And in the tease last week, apparently climbed back on top of the roof.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get him down.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might
could just if go back to him before the
wait
drugs
a minute.
And
so you
crazy.
Want to go back to when he was singing Come Come My Baby, Come Come My Lady Lady.
He was so hot.
Okay.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, you're hot.
All right. That's the Norco talking right there, by the way.
Yes, it is. If you were a stripper, what one song would you want to dance to?
Hell's Bells.
That's a good choice. Kind of slow as a stripper song, but I guess you could do something with that. You could make that entertaining, I bet.
Yeah, probably.
I would imagine that wouldn't be too difficult.
The mileage and the price of it.
Oh, you're doing good work, Mike. You're doing good work. I tried to play the song first, and then he didn't have it ready, and then he pointed to me like, it's ready now.
There we go. There's your song. If you could have one superpower, Camry, what would it be and why?
to be invisible. Because then you get to mess with people or you get to play tricks on them. I think that would be the best.
I like it. It's funny, though, the way girls and guys think differently about invisible.
I was just thinking
that. Yeah, because guys would just want to, like, walk in while they're changing.
Pretty much. That's pretty much it. You want to play jokes.
Yeah.
Guys just think, locker room. That's all we think. And if selected as a finalist, you'll be asked to perform in the talent show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have two talents here. One is you can catch popcorn
in
your
mouth. She certainly does have two talents, by the way.
But we don't have a single piece of
popcorn.
No, we'd
have to throw a black charred bar at
you. As much as we have a giant black brick of popcorn.
That's not a brick.
And then you say, or I can crack every bone in my body.
It's not really a talent. It's kind of something that I do to gross people out. But, yeah, I
can
do something.
You can crack every bone in your body?
Yeah.
Can we see some of that?
Oh! Oh, my God. That's a painful sound.
That was her neck.
That was neck both ways.
Oh my goodness!
What is going on with you?
That's bad.
She's turning her back. She's turning like so that her back cracks.
Wow!
Okay, I grossed out everybody in the room.
I think that's good enough. Yeah. I don't need it. Look at Mike's gonna throw out.
Yeah, Mike hates body oddities.
Hey Cam, let me ask you this because I don't know if it's true or not, but I always remember, you know, your mom when you're little always says, "Oh, don't crack your knuckles because you'll
have
arthritis
hates
later."
It. My mom absolutely hates it.
Is it true though? I mean, is there damage that can be done if you do that a lot?
I just heard that it was that you release air from your joints, but my mom says that I can break my neck and kill myself if
you're going to permanently be that way.
Yeah.
By the way, Scott Mason is running through the halls yelling fire. Just so you know,
because of the popcorn.
That is true.
Camry, why do you want to be Miss Double December 2009?
Well, I've always wanted to be Miss Double December, but the plus to that is it would irritate my brother so much.
Really? Why? What about that would irritate your brother?
He's just so protective over his like little sisters that he does not like the idea that
he does like to share.
Yeah.
How long have you had your double D's?
It'll be 2 years in May.
Okay, so you're set. You're ready. You definitely have what's needed for the job, I'll tell you that.
A jealous brother who's going to be backstage, like, beating people up?
No, that's going to
be great.
Just the double Ds. KROQ.com, Kevin Amin section, there is a special page for the Miss Double December contestants. You can go on there and vote for your favorite. Camry might not be a bad choice. Of course, we'll see her again Friday morning in Fullerton at the Slide Bar. And Everyday Lightning is coming in as we interview the girls and is videotaping the talent. So if you want to see, if you want to be grossed out as we were by Camry's talent, that'll be up on the website in a couple of hours too. You got people out there that are working the site for you, voting for you, Cam?
Yeah, my little sister Danae and my girlfriend Ashley have been on the site all the time.
Is your brother going on and voting for everyone else?
No, probably. I wouldn't doubt
it. You don't make it. Well, thanks for coming in, Cameron. I'm sorry that you got stuck in traffic for a while.
It's horrible.
Good time.
That's okay. Well, we're a little closer to home on Friday, so we'll see you out there in Fullerton, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Can't see through the smoke here. I think that's Ralph. Ralph, is that you?
Yes.
Awful.
It's the Kevin Bean Show at K-Rock, KRQ-FM, passing Los Angeles. By the way, you think it's smoky in here now. Wait for 24 hours from right now, ladies and gentlemen. Back together after 25 years. Cheech and Chong will be here tomorrow morning on the Kevin Bean Show. How about that?
Born in East LA.
They're going to be here tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour. So excited to talk to those guys. That'll be tomorrow. Right now, Sustainable Dave coming up just after the 8 o'clock hour this morning, by the way. Right now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Your engineer, Scott Mason, running up and down the hallway.
Yep.
Yelling,
fire!
The building's on fire.
The building's on fire. I know everyone say come. The building's on fire.
Not really. It's just popcorn.
Just Miss Cleo tried to make popcorn and burned it, charred it.
She had never made microwave popcorn before.
Yeah, what?
How's that possible?
How do you get through life without doing that?
How do you know how to respond
I've never
to
done
that?
It by myself before. So what, do you usually have like a handler who's with you when you're wearing your special helmet at the home? You retard?
Because most of us have made it and it went well the first time. Most of us.
Well, occasionally you start to smell, you realize you burn a couple kernels, but you don't just incinerate a bag of Orville Redenbacher
and melt it into a block of black.
It was a second away from catching on fire. It really was.
If you made popcorn in an atomic reactor, you couldn't have more of a bad result.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Don't listen to the rumors that Orlando Bloom and Miranda Kerr are married or are engaged.
Okay.
The Victoria's Secret supermodel is denying the rumor, and rightly so. You're a Victoria's Secret supermodel. He's Orlando Bloom!
Yeah. Although the women find him quite
dreamy.
Good looking.
Yeah. Well, as a girlfriend, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody you want to go shopping with and drink lattes. But not as a man. She said, it's false and misleading, the story. She is not engaged. There's nothing else to be said. And Orlando Bloom's like, hey,
take it
you
easy.
Don't need to deny it that firmly, okay? Right. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
That does have to feel weird to have somebody out there just denying
no,
you.
No, marry him?
Are you
no,
kidding?
Forget it. It's ridiculous.
I don't even know him.
Pamela Anderson has just fired her managers because she feels they are trying to cast her in the roles of a sexy pinup girl, and she wants to be taken seriously.
Pam Anderson?
What?
As what?
As an actress, Lisa.
Oh.
As a performer.
Okay.
She has made an entire career out of being sexy?
Yeah.
She wants to be taken seriously.
Can't really do that.
You may have missed her, some of her finer dramatic moments on VIP.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Where she would occasionally bring a tear to my eye.
That is true. She can bring the emotion like no one.
She can. She can bring it. Don't forget Barb Wire, too, which was really her tour de force film work.
Pam Anderson?
Yeah. Science Fiction Channel, better known as the Sci-Fi Channel, has picked up a new series called Caprica, which is a prequel to the series Battlestar Galactica.
Ooh, interesting.
Is it done by the same people?
Battlestar Galactica is over, yes, but Caprica will be brought on by the same producers.
So excellent.
It will be a prequel 50 years before the events in Galactica take place, and you will see the seeds being planted of the Cylon invasion in their homeworld of Caprica. So, more science fiction for you folks.
I got to tell you, that's one of those shows where even if you don't like science fiction, you would probably like that Battlestar Galactica.
Absolutely.
I missed the entire last season, though.
Fourth season. I'm way behind.
I haven't seen
you.
Anything.
Yeah.
So, I need to wait for it to come out on DVD.
They all died.
Sit down and watch it.
Yeah. Well, everyone's dead.
You're no fun. Now, Scarlett Johansson is getting naked.
Giant size can.
Tell us more. In her next movie, He's Just Not That Into You. Apparently, she strips down in a scene to skinny dip with her co-star Bradley Cooper.
Scarlett Johansson. If you ask us, that rack of hers is one thing that does not get lost in translation.
Oh, God.
See, because
the hell is
she
that?
Was in a movie.
Right. I know, but that's
lost
like the worst read ever.
That's from The Life and Times of Tim on HBO, which is a great show. And that guy talks that way all the time, and it's very funny. You got to read
maybe
out of the
context.
In context, perhaps it was
that sounded
more
a little weak.
Check out those gigantic knockers.
Sound like one of our part-time DJs doing a joke.
The priest on that show
is not lost in translation.
The priest on that show drinks heavily and chases ass.
Well,
he does.
It's true to
female
true
ass,
to form,
but female.
Ralph, I know you're going to yell at me for asking for more information about Scarlett Johansson, but is it going to be
no,
movie
Ralph,
naked, or
Ralph,
is she really going to be naked?
Ralph, come back!
Come back! Ralph. Come on, Ralph! Come on, dude! I just wanted to. Come on.
Bean.
I'm giving you a zero for the day.
You know how...
He's
like,
gone now.
Like Megan Fox wore that body stocking in that Jennifer's
he
Body movie.
Stop.
You know,
she
covered up the nips. I just wondered if Scarlett Johansson is going to be doing something like that or if she's really going to be naked.
And he would
all.
Know that why.
Because
so,
he may have read more of the story that he told us.
Let me see if I've got this straight then. So Ralph left and you're still asking the question. Now which of us do you think has the answer?
I was just explaining
who do you
why
think,
I was explaining why I asked the question, because I thought he might have more information about that specific topic that is interesting to all of us.
Right, but then after he left, then what made you think someone would still have the answer?
Bean, I mean, period. Bean, I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Bean.
Oh, come on.
It's a lot of famous people born today. Tell you that right now.
He used to be Ralph Garman. He used to walk the showbiz.
Sustainable Day.
Crazy.
All right, Dave. Thanks for coming in, man. Don't ever call us again. Bye-bye now.
No.
Sustainable Dave's in the studio today.
Right? How about that? Let's hear it for him. Come on.
We started.
I'm the only one applauding.
Yes,
come
on. We started a year ago.
talking to sustain. When did we start? Was it January?
It was January 3rd, I think.
January 3rd.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I don't remember which one of us saw the story, but curse whoever it was. If it was me, curse me. If it was Bean, curse Bean. But
I think it actually originally went to Ralph.
Did it? Okay, curse Ralph. All right.
Which is ironic.
It's funny because he's the angriest one.
Yeah.
Well, the one who hates you the most. We all hate you, but he hates you the most.
I don't hate Dave.
Thank you, Lisa.
Come on, Lisa. You got to be on board.
He gave me my water bottle, which I use every day and love so much.
And she had it right on the desk. I don't know if that was a plan.
No, I use it every day.
Right on.
When did he give you that? What do you guys date?
He gave us all that, but you left yours behind, so I took it home.
You could have asked me for $1 million. Did Dave give me something? And I would have said no.
Kevin threw it away.
Honestly, I don't remember that.
See, that hurts
right
there.
I'm sorry, Dave.
That's okay.
For folks who don't know the name Sustainable Dave,
yes.
He's the guy as seen on CNN and Good Morning America and Time Magazine. He's the guy who basically, whatever trash he accumulates, generates throughout the year, he has kept in his basement. The rest of it has all been recycled, I guess.
I haven't thrown away or recycled anything since January.
No recycling either.
No recycling. It's all
just
in the basement.
Saving.
Yep. It's all in the basement. Okay. When we told you, when we talked to you January 3rd and then said, all right, we'll talk to you next month, you probably didn't believe that. You must be shocked that we actually have come through and talked to you now. This is the 12th time.
I have to be honest. Every month when I get the email from Alex, your producer, I'm sort of like, wow.
And that email comes right after I vote no, by the way, every single time.
But Kevin even wanted to vote no this time. He said, come on. And I said, this is the last time, though. We have to say goodbye to Dave. And we owe him the courtesy of a breakup in person.
And I totally appreciate that. But I will throw it out there. It's sort of to me like not talking to me January 1st is like running the marathon and taking a smoke break at 25th.
That's
mile,
what I say.
But I'm thankful for whatever. You guys have been fantastic.
We need to make sure he's done, because I think this is the kind of thing, and I've been saying this the whole time, where he goes, yeah, end of the year, I'm going to be done. But now that he's lived this way, he's not going to go back.
I don't think you can do it.
My wife and I have been talking about it.
Your wife, yeah.
But she got a bag.
Psycho Mike went over and did a cribs with you, Sustainable Dave. You can see that at the video section of KRock.com, Kevin and Bean. And no sign of a wife?
No sign, no pictures of. And this fictitious family.
He's there by himself.
But the worm compost was sure packed and full.
Listen, I've got three people I paid, and they're waiting on the phone to talk to you. So you can feel free to call them up right now.
Do you think you're going to stop this at the end of the year?
I am going to stop this at the end of the year. I'm not going to be hoarding anymore. But I will. I'll be throwing out a lot less just because of what I've learned.
You'll still have worms.
I'll still have worms.
He has a worm farm in the basement that he feeds. What to?
Food.
Scraps.
Paper. They eat my junk mail, you name it. Yeah.
Okay. They eat your junk mail?
They eat my junk mail. I don't get any junk mail anymore, but if I got it, it'd still be eating.
Will you be carting recyclables up to the curb like everyone else starting in January?
I will, but it'll be a lot less. I mean, look, the average person is 4.5 pounds a day of trash, and I'm down to 0.5 pound a month of trash.
Wow, I got to step it up now. I'm trying to balance you out.
Just saying.
This earth is in a very delicate balance, Dave. If you start throwing it off with all your saving trash, I'm throwing stuff away like a crazy man to try and keep up.
A quarter for every one of my friends who's trying to throw more away because of me... I may have done more harm than good by
doing
this.
We're doing our part to try and keep things balanced.
I'm still trying to figure out 4.5 pounds per person per day. How is that even possible?
It's kind of insane, and obviously that's an average that some government statistic comes up
with.
So everybody's different. But yeah, I mean, if you look at like what you throw away at the end of the week, there's a lot of stuff there for most people.
You know that Kevin every day orders stuff on Amazon.com that he has delivered to his house just so he can pick it up and throw it away. He doesn't even open the box; he just throws it right in the compost.
Oh, look at this box. And usually the item is much smaller than the box.
Oh, yeah.
So you just throw the box away, and then you can waste a lot more space.
But don't you wish that item didn't come in all the packaging? I mean, honestly.
Yeah, I don't
It's a pain in the butt. And, you know, the thing about it is you're paying for the packaging, and then when you put it in the garbage, you're paying to have it taken away. So it's like, you know, people actually, I think, should step up and say, you know, we're not going to put up with this anymore.
But how else could Amazon.com, let's say as an example, deliver a book if they didn't do it in packaging?
But they do send a regular-sized book in a box big enough to hold a refrigerator.
Yeah, and also...
they really do.
A book is actually a bad example because it doesn't really have packaging. But, you know, like, I mean, I had to buy a Bluetooth thing when they went, you know...
Wireless, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And the Bluetooth thing is like, you know, I don't know, it's like 4 inches by 4 inches.
Right.
And the case that it came in is like... 2 feet by 8 feet.
It's a suitcase.
Or something like that. It's insane.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's just like, it just makes no sense. And the other thing is that most of that packaging is actually for like shelf beautification or whatever. So you see it and you go, that looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon
mm-hmm.
doesn't need that. It's like some robot pulling it off of all, you know, I mean, it's
And the that unbelievably difficult to open hard plastic shell that encases so many products. What are they called? Clamshell?
Clamshell.
That's
and
the worst.
And by the time you're done with it, you can't actually recycle it because it's covered with blood and you've got to go to the hospital.
That's correct.
So you throw it away anyway. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, not only is this like a pain in the butt, but it's a health hazard. It's ridiculous.
Well, a lot of that stuff is to prevent people from stealing stuff off of a store shelf, right?
And there's other ways around that because they've got those tags. But you know what they do in Europe, which I'd like to see in this country, is a lot of people will go into a store, they'll buy the product, they'll open it right there, and they'll give the packaging back to the store and say, I don't want this, you deal with it. So you imagine
doing that in Europe?
I don't have numbers on
you just
this.
Made that up, didn't you? You made
no,
that
I didn't
up.
Make it up.
Oh, you know what they do in Europe?
Like
they walk up and they give them the packaging back. That's such BS.
In fairness, if I was going to make something up, wouldn't I go bigger than that?
I don't know.
Maybe I'm not
sustainable,
that smart.
Movement.
Come on.
Sustainable Dave is here. SustainableDave.org or 365daysoftrash.blogspot.com. Why did you bring in a jar of ocean water, Dave? What's that about?
Well, I originally, I don't know, April or whatever, I was talking about the North Pacific Gyre, this floating plastic mass that's out in the ocean that's 3.5 million metric tons, and it's twice the size of the continental United States. And it's all plastic bottles and crap like that, and plastic bottle caps. And
are you making that up too?
I'm not.
Is it like one bottle cap that's floating in the ocean and you made up?
I have two friends who are some of the few people that have ever studied this. They've floated across in a raft and on a boat as well.
Is it a dump? Do they take stuff out there and dump it into that spot
in the
ocean?
No, it's not. It's actually almost all from runoff and detritus that just gets blown out there and whatever.
So somehow it just all gets in that one location.
Well, the thing about it is because of the currents, the gyre is actually, they call it a big toilet bowl that never flush. So the stuff gets caught in the currents and it just goes around and around and around and just hangs out there. The thing about it is this is one gyre of 9 in the world, and it's the only one that's ever been studied. So it's just like, I mean, that's
you can't
just
believe
nuts.
How much crap is
so
in
and also on a
so they brought in a bottle that
can
you can see
this?
Trash
is like
in
a camera somewhere?
Yeah, there's a camera right up there, but that's not for our listeners.
Right,
that's just for Bean.
No, I was saying for Bean.
You know, again, I'm going to say I could picture trash in water. I don't need the.
Yeah, but I mean, but the
but
thing
it's
is, if you do hold this, you start to think about it, don't you?
Yes.
Okay.
How can I trust you after the European chopper thing?
After you made up that story about the European stores.
The European chopper fiasco.
Let me ask you one more question before the break, and then we'll come back and berate you.
I look forward to it.
Every month, it seems like you attract new eyeballs to your project, to the little home experiment that you got. I mean, I mentioned a list of some of the media that you've been on in the last few months. Isn't that alone, if you believe in what you're doing so much, isn't that alone going to make it impossible for you to walk away from it? Because you don't know, I mean, it could be the Today Show could want to come out and do it in January. How can you pass up the opportunity to continue to spread the word?
Well, are you trying to talk him out of quitting?
I'm trying to find out if he's sincere about
that. No, I am sincere about quitting on the hoarding aspect, but the whole thing in January is going to become something much bigger. That is going to continue to get the word out there. And like I said,
much
I think
bigger. Are there going to be photos of your trash?
There's a new basement. No, there's no photos involved. Well, not
okay.
of the trash.
All right.
But there are a couple of companies that are talking to me about actually creating a show to like get people to change and TV shows and whatnot.
That is not going to be a good show.
And, sounds boring.
I'm sustainable and I don't throw stuff away. Join me for the next half hour as I don't throw stuff away.
It's a little more than that. But and there's actually there's talk of an animated character. So perhaps Ralph can join me.
just hold on.
Well,
Dave, by the
right
way,
now.
We finally got to the bottom of it. It's just a patent liar. It's lies.
Just making stuff up. All right. When we come back, we are going to not only say goodbye to Sustainable Dave, we are going to kill him and not recycle the body.
That's
we're
true.
Really just going to leave the body
just
in the corner of the room.
The street.
Yeah. So we'll be right
I would like to read an email.
Okay. Hang on, Lisa.
Right.
That song by The Cure right there is the song you were listening for, and Amanda Bruton from Monrovia knew that was caller 21. Her tickets to see The Cure headlining night number 2 of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008. It's as simple as that. There's always a song to listen for. Go to krock.com to find out what the next one is. Now Lisa, who insists on reading an email. Why?
because you guys were challenging Sustainable's statement that people in Europe are opening up packages
at
stores.
He made that up.
Because he's a lying liar who lies.
We got an email from Richard in Ireland who says it's true. He spent the last 3 years in Ireland, and people that he knows open packages at the store and have the store discard the over
packages. Oh, that guy's a liar.
Victory is mine.
That guy's lying, too.
All right. Sustainable Dave, we have been talking to it near the first of every month for 12 months now. We are all agreed that this is it, though, right? I mean, none of this January BS. We're done with Dave.
I'm telling you, you're not going to be able to cut it off.
I want this to be an amicable parting. I want this to be a relationship that we look back on fondly. I don't want it to linger. I don't want it to get ugly. I don't want you to want us, and
let's
we want
just,
you.
Let's
and
stay friends, but at a distance.
Let's just end it. Let's just say goodbye. Can we, Dave, please?
Look, it's your show, but all I'm saying is this. 10 years ago, if someone had said to you Arnold Schwarzenegger was going to be the governor, what would you have said?
Give me another shot.
Exactly. So I'm just saying, if you think I'm going away, that's cool. But, you know, someone else may pick up on me.
Right. And that's fine. But we'd like you to go away from us.
That's okay. In fact, right? if Big Boy is listening, if Mark and Brian are out there, Adam Carolla, whoever, yeah. Dave wow. is available. Dave can be yours, is what we're saying. And we're willing to, we're letting his contract expire.
I don't know. I totally understand. I will say this. I've been on the radio all over the country on a lot of morning DJ shows. And it's funny because some of them will get me on the phone and come at me. And I'm sort of like, that's all you got?
I've taken it all.
Come on. It's amateur hour out there, guys. You guys, especially when Ralph's in the room, it's just sort of like,
what are you? Ralph loves you.
Yeah, no. But usually what I do is the night before, actually, I'll have friends over and they'll like pelt me with questions and try to like destroy me.
So that,
yeah. So I'm
just
like,
to prepare yourself.
What are you going to say if blah, blah, blah? So.
Well, do you remember when Princess Diana passed away and Elton John performed that song, that
Candle
in the Wind? He did that live. He said goodbye to her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get teary-eyed here.
Sustainable. It's been good. It's been fun. Hasn't been good fun.
Sustainable Dave. In your house, your trash pile grew. The only thing that went in a dumpster was our interest in you. And it seems to me that you live your life like a guy who lives in trash. And the media showed interest, and in the pan you flashed.
That's true.
And I would have liked to have known you, but then I realized you're just a guy in a house full of trash piled up to your eyes. And I would have liked to have known you, but then I realized you're just a guy in a house full of trash piled up to your eyes. You're just a guy in a house full of trash piled up to your eyes.
Come on, people.
Aww.
There we go. Wow. That was, and the fact that you got Elton to do that was really, it was
impressive, right? You can continue to follow the Sustainable Dave saga if you want. Just don't tell us about it. SustainableDave.org or 365daysoftrash.blogspot.
I was fighting for that.
I think I got it out. You got it out. Thank you so much. It has been fabulous. I'm just saying, January, my phone's open if you're out there.
Bye, Dave.
Yeah.
See you, Dave. Take care.
Love you.
All right. Did you guys know that the United States of America has the highest percentage of citizens locked behind bars of any nation on Earth?
USA!
We're number one. Close to 2 million people in jail in this country. And there is a fascinating show that I have not yet seen, Kevin has, called Lockup, that airs Saturday nights at 10 on MSNBC. The creator of the show, Rasha Drechkovich, joins us on the phone right now. Rasha, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on Kara. Good morning.
Thank you. Pleasure to be on.
I was flipping around, came across MSNBC. Every time I see one of these specials on prisons, it's fascinating to see what life is really like inside for those guys.
Because we have no idea, really, do we?
And yours, I think I saw the one on New Mexico. It was a maximum security prison.
Yeah, it's called a lockup extended stay.
And, yes.
We spent 4 months locked up in New Mexico to get kind of a full embedded view. You know, we woke up and with the inmates and went home with the staff and just kind of got a full total picture of what life is like inside.
Is it tough to get the kind of access you want as a documentarian in these prisons, Rasha?
Really tough because of all the security. You know, we film in maximum security, so it's really kind of the toughest of the prison systems. And so it takes us sometimes a year to get permission. And then, you know, we have to set up all the safety nets and sign all the releases. And,
right.
And then the easy part is the filming.
Or your cameraman ever come into any kind of danger?
Well, yeah, you know, it's an intense environment. You know, the rhythm is kind of at the beginning, everybody is, it gets really loud. The inmates, don't like our presence, the cameras, we have females on the crew, and it gets gets really intense.
Right.
And then about, you know, maybe about a week later, all of a sudden everybody wants to be interviewed. You know, so it kind of changes from, hey, I'm innocent. I want to tell you my story.
I'm a little surprised by the number of female
crew members?
No, not crew members, but the guards.
Oh.
I would think that would be
really hell
on earth to be a female guard.
In a male prison?
Yes.
That does surprise me.
Yeah, there's a lot. And it's we're just now starting in Colorado to another four-month gig, and it's almost 25% are female correctional officers.
So isn't that crazy?
It's crazy, but... You know, it's a way to, you know, this economy, it's a pretty good gig, pretty good job. They pay pretty well and, you know, benefits and all. And so they end up, you know, working 12-hour shifts inside a prison. So,
wow. Rasha, here's the question, and I know there's nothing we can ask you that you haven't been asked a million times before, but humor me because I'm dying to know. If prison is as awful as it apparently is from the things I've read about in your series, if it's hell on earth, why do so many people end up going back there? Why is it not enough to scare you straight if you spend a little bit of time behind bars?
That is a great question because it's, you know, we do probably more filming inside prisons than anybody else. I like to say somebody from my company is usually in prison every day.
Excellent.
Which is actually a pretty cool thing.
That's true of K-Rock also, by the way.
The best part is leaving. And, you know, after spending so much time, I mean, between the food and the intensity and all the violence, you kind of wonder, you know, how could you ever repeat? But, you know, it's almost like that scene in Shawshank where you get almost criminally institutionalized inmates who we followed one guy who had been in for 20 years. We, you know, they gave him a couple hundred bucks. We were on the bus with him. We go to a 7-Eleven with him, and he goes in, and he was amazed at things like, you know, Red Bull, you know.
Right.
At cell phones. You know, it was like he goes in this time warp. And, you know, wouldn't you know it, a week later, he was back in prison. He just could not, he could not adjust.
That's probably where he feels the most comfortable, which is kind of sad. The one, I saw a couple of them. The one that I watched in the Supermax was that dude Kevin. And Kevin was a guy that they had in, like, the maximum security. I guess he screwed up in the prison or got in a fight or something. So they put him in, you know, solo lockdown for 23 hours a day.
Right. Hmm.
And he threw poo. I have a clip. And this is one of the guards talking about him. And every single day when they come to get him, they say, turn around, put your hands out so we can put the cuffs on.
Yeah.
And he says no. And then they have to videotape it, of course, to protect themselves. And then they say, we're going to introduce chemicals into the cell. And he goes, go ahead.
Yeah.
And then they spray him with, like, pepper spray or something. And then they have a team, an extraction team. That is like, it's like, riot police.
Right.
And there's like eight or nine of them, and they bust into the cell and attack the guy and, like, get him out of the cell forcefully. And the next day it happens again all over.
Yeah.
Just like that. Go ahead.
No, it's amazing. I mean, they're going to lose, and yet they, it's the one little battle that they can put up, and, you know, you're outnumbered, you're gassed, you're, you know, pretty much crushed by these guys, but, it's their, you know, one little power thing. They can control their little world, that little cell.
Here's a clip of the guard talking about the poo.
These wet spots over here, that was all feces he was shooting at us. If you look at my pants, there's feces on my pants, there's feces in my shirt. No, he was throwing feces.
Yeah.
Oh,
not good.
Man.
Not good.
That is not what you want at work, is it?
No, not at all. That is a clip, by the way, from the MSNBC series called Lockup, which airs Saturday nights at 10. We're talking to the creator of the series, Rasha Drachkovich, on the phone right now. What percentage, if you had to guess, Rasha, and I know it's just going to be, you know, your opinion, but of these people are mentally ill that are in these maximum security prisons?
Well, you know, there's certainly a lot of evil out there. I mean, there's people who, you know, have to be locked up. I mean, we've done interviews with kind of the closest to Hannibal Lecter you can imagine, and you're just, you know, five guards, they're shackled, they're fully protected, they have spit guards. I mean, you kind of go like, what happened to you? I mean, you were a kid once, and where did the path to go take you? So there is that, and it's the, you know, kind of separating ourselves from that harsh reality of this person can reach across and, you know, hit us.
You know what there isn't a lot of on your show that is probably the biggest, you know, concept that people have of jail is not a lot of sex happening.
Well, you know,
did you not show it on purpose?
No, there's a lot. I mean, we've done a lot of these. If one of the biggest clips, I mean, Lockup, we also do a show called Lockup Raw, which is a little bit more from the perspective of the producers, and we go into behind the scenes of how we produce the show and so on. And there's a clip on YouTube called Prison Booty, which is probably one of the biggest clips to hit the internet ever. And it's about a guy from Kentucky who is a real character, is an inmate, and he talks about the most powerful thing you can have in prison is prison booty. And it spawned this whole, you know, there's now parodies on prison booty. There is, you know, fan clubs. I mean, it's just bizarre.
Dear God.
But he talks all about how, you know, that's one of the things you can control, and how you control it gives you power. So.
Are there a lot of guys, Rasha, who go in there and are just, they turn gay just for the length of their prison stay, but they'd never consider it on the outside?
Yeah, you know, it really is fascinating. We've done whole hours on this, and that is just, you know, kind of guys who come in, and you've got, you know, men in their 20s and 30s who are just, you know, very sexually active, and eventually they, you know, you have homosexuals inside the cells as well who work the yard, and
right.
They will say to you, I mean, we were in Alabama, and the guy sitting there, he's married, and he's going to be released in 2 years, and he's sitting there next to his boyfriend talking about what a wonderful relationship they have.
Wow.
Just a way for him to kind of, you know, deal with it.
Exists. Fascinating. Yeah. All right, last question, because we're out of time, Rasha. This is such a fascinating topic, and I can't wait to TiVo the show. Do you see much rehabilitation going on among the prisoners that you profile?
You know, once in a while we will. Once in a while, we'll find a guy and we'll say, like, thank God, you know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I wish I could tell you we had more stories like that. Most of them, unfortunately, end up getting into that cycle, you know.
Yeah.
But there's one inmate, though, this guy is just classic. He holds the record in California for the most cell extractions, you know. It's when the thing you were just describing.
Yeah, when they have eight guards. Yeah.
He had, like, 50 of them in his 20 years, and he's out now. And he keeps calling me every month. He has a business proposition to get into.
Really? And do you say, yes, of course, whatever you want?
I'm thinking twice about it, but, you know, at least he's trying to make a living out there now. So
wow. I don't want that guy having my cell phone.
You know? Well, there's a lot of stories to be told with 2 million people behind bars in this country, and the show that does it is called Lock Up. It airs Saturday nights at 10 on MSNBC. I'm going right to Prison Booty on YouTube right after the show today. I got to see that. Rasha Drachkovich, we enjoyed it very much. I hope
Thank
we get
you.
A chance to talk to you again.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
It's 8:59 now. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, a lot of people asked me to repeat a list we did yesterday afternoon when I did the AskMen.com 10 Hottest Cartoon Characters list.
Cinco de la Tarde, yes.
Some folks missed it on Cinco de la Tarde yesterday,
okay.
So I wanted to recap it for those of you who are interested. If, like me, you have a bizarre fetish for sexy women in cartoons, This is a list for you.
This is one of those that I don't really have. But I don't watch a lot of cartoons either.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe as a kid you weren't sitting in front of the TV. You were out starting fires, whatever you were doing.
That is what I was doing.
But for those of us who were sort of couch potatoes, when you're watching cartoons as a kid and you start to get like that early budding sexuality around 10 or 11, you're still watching cartoons, but you're starting to get weird feelings about some of the women in them.
I was starring in gay porn when I was 10.
That's true. You were, yes.
I
saw some of your early work, and it's very impressive. Here's the list. According to AskMen.com, the men's website, top 10 hottest cartoon characters of all time. Number 10, Ariel in The Little Mermaid. She is The Little Mermaid.
Sure.
And as we said yesterday, not much use to me as half fish.
Yeah.
Below the waist.
Yeah.
Unless I'm, you know, scaling or whatever.
Maybe she knows tricks.
It's a new sex trick called scaling. I scaled this girl the other night. Daphne Blake from Scooby-Doo, the redheaded, the hot one, not Velma, the lesbian with the glasses.
Sure.
She-Ra, Princess of Power, is number 8. Betty Rubble was 7. Sleeping Beauty, also known as Princess Aurora in the classic Walt Disney film, was number 6. Luann from King of the Hill was 5. Wonder Woman was 4. Betty Boop was 3rd. Then Stripperella, the Pam Anderson-based cartoon from Stan Lee, is number 2. And then Jessica Rabbit, of course, number 1. Always number 1 on these lists because they drew her just for that reason. Just to give
just
you a boner.
Hot. Yeah.
That's right.
I'm sure that there are a lot of omissions on that list, Ralph, from your personal experience. Some hotties that didn't make the list. Like for me, Betty and Veronica from the Archie cartoon. I mean, they're both unbelievably hot with identical bodies. They didn't make the list.
Yes, that's true. Mm. They were both hot. Josie and all the Pussycats, I liked all them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good call.
I wish I could be a part of this conversation, but I don't really.
Like me in sports.
Yeah. You missed out. So
just out.
Yeah, I
you
did.
Missed out in your youth, Kevin. There's a whole world of Hanna-Barbera you didn't get to appreciate.
I was causing a lot of trouble at that age.
Speaking of hot chicks and boobs, if you're interested, you can bid on Katy Perry's cans. not the real ones, of course, but she has donated a plaster cast of her 32 double Ds to a charity called Unite the United. And they're auctioning it off on eBay.com. I went to the listing, and currently the bidding is up to $3,250 for a plaster cast of Katy Perry's chest that has been painted by her boyfriend Travis McCoy of Gym Class Heroes.
My wiener's going crazy and it won't stop.
You know that feeling.
That was Ralph when he was watching cartoons as a kid.
That's right. I couldn't understand it. Why I wanted to be tied up by Wonder Woman's golden lasso. Scarlett Johansson. But a lot of sex in this show.
She has big, big boobs.
Scarlett Johansson is stripped down for her latest role. It's in a movie called He's Just Not That Into You. Apparently she has a skinny dipping scene with her co-star Bradley Cooper. That guy's the luckiest man on the planet.
Sure is.
Remember on Alias how much we hated him when he was Will, that Weasley sort of best friend of Sydney Brewster? Apparently, they stripped down for a scene to skinny dip, and Scarlett got naked for the scene.
Boobies!
I don't know how much we'll actually see in the final product, but apparently she did swim all natural.
Boobies!
I have no follow-up questions to the story. I'm just going to accept that you've told us everything you know, and I'm going to be happy with that.
This is how you have to teach him. It's like hitting a dog with a newspaper.
You're right. You taught him
you have to punish him in order to get the message through.
Last showbiz, Ralph quit and walked out the door.
Just walked out.
Because Bean would not stop asking questions that he doesn't have the answer to.
Because God forbid I should ask for some clarification on a story that we're discussing.
Do you think I'm holding stuff back? No, there's some information that's just too important to share with the public.
I'm keeping that
in a secret dossier.
Ralph,
when
I do
a story,
no complaints.
I'm out. That's all I got. I'm telling you the story.
I have nothing to say.
I would like to suggest that after you left, he continued to ask the question like any of us would know.
He did.
Wow.
Becky, Ralph. Tuesday, that means new CDs and DVDs are in stores. Circus by Britney Spears is available today.
Bobby!
Gotta Be Somebody by Nickelback. Live in Chicago by Panic at the Disco and Freedom by Akon. All dropping today. New DVDs in stores. Step Brothers with Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. The Chronicles of Narnia. Prince Caspian. Wanted with Angelina Jolie. James McAvoy. Morgan Freeman. The X-Files, I Want to Believe with Dave Duchovny. If you haven't seen that, by the way, I really recommend it.
Yeah, that's
I liked
good.
It a lot. The Long Shots with Ice Cube and Kiki Palmer. And The Day the Earth Stood Still with the original 50s version of that movie. In anticipation of the new Keanu Reeves version with John Hamm and Kathy Bates. Looks good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'd rather die.
Oh, come on.
That's a great movie. That's been on DVD for a long time. Have they souped it up here? They got some
new
stuff?
Yeah, I think this is a special collector's edition.
What is the list of things on it, Ralph? Do you have a list of the entire contents of that?
I do not have the bonuses and extra features at my fingertips.
What did they say in the commentary?
I think they say, F you, Bean. That's what they say. Today's celebrity birthdays. Britney Spears is 27 years old. Nelly Furtado turns 30. Rena Sofer turns 40. Ooh. Nate Mendel of the Foo Fighters is also 40, as is Lucy Liu.
Hey!
And our very own intern, Tiny Dancer. Tiny Dancer celebrates her 22nd birthday today. You know, when I realized I was talking to producer Alex, I don't think we've ever done the Ask a Stripper segment in all our Ask of series.
Good point.
And Tiny Dancer does have some previous experience as an exotic dancer. I think maybe sometime we should bring her in and have the folks ask questions about that, because we've all certainly had questions about strippers from time to time.
I'd rather not, but I mean, if we have to, I'm in.
All right, Kevin, you will sacrifice yourself.
I'm a team player.
You're a good guy.
Yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph, and thanks to all of our guests on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, including the creator of Lockup that we were just talking to, Rasha Drachkovich. You can see that Saturday nights at 10 on MSNBC. Thanks to our dearly departed friend, Sustainable Dave. I'm not even gonna check out his website because he is dead to us and we'll never talk about him again. And thanks to the Miss Double December contestants who stopped by today, the beautiful Camry, the lovely Roxanne, and the outstanding Danielle all stopping by this morning. You can go to krock.com, the Miss Double D page, and vote for the girl of your choice. Don't forget, this Friday, we're gonna be broadcasting live from the Slide Bar in Fullerton. It's this year's Miss Double December 2009 pageant.
Speaking of which, tomorrow morning we have Cassandra, Miss Double D contestant, coming in. She does some sort of juggling.
Hmm.
I'm not sure what, but we'll ask her about that when she comes in. We have Ask a Prison Inmate tomorrow as we continue Prison Week on the Kevin and Bean Show. We have a guy who was actually in prison for quite some time, and you can ask.
He's not coming in, right?
No.
Oh, thank God.
We gave him our phone number, though. He's calling us.
Don't want to get shivved in the parking lot.
Also, tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean Show in studio, we have Cheech and Chong.
Come on!
Legends. Cheech and Chong.
Comic legends. Up in Smoke, one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. Love that film.
Psycho Mike is a young Mexican man. Is this a big deal for you to have the legendary Cheech and Chong back together?
It means more to me than anything. This is like, it's meeting heroes, personal heroes of mine.
Yeah, it's going to be great. That's all tomorrow, but don't go anywhere. Cat Corbett's up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including the new one from Shinedown, also Kings of Leon, Bad Religion, Incubus, and more straight ahead right after this on K-Rock.
It's the Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde on in the afternoon from 5 to 6.
Social Distortion on the way this hour. Rise Against, Nine Inch Nails, Paramore. Oops. Did I screw up? Did I accidentally telegraph what's coming up?
Oh, please don't.
Oh, jeez.
If you want to win your tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008, then you know what to do when Paramore plays. Ralph Garman, what's going on, man?
I'm living in hell.
What?
Living in movie hell.
No, you love it.
No, I don't love it.
You
Here's the
love
thing.
It.
Here's the mistake I made. Is when you made me watch Beer for My Horses with Toby Keith, yeah. I was watching that on DVD, and I happened to mention that I saw a trailer for a movie called Bait Shop starring Bill Engvall and Billy Ray Cyrus.
Right.
And I mocked it, and you guys, oh, yo, you got to watch that then. That'll be funny, too. Watch that one. And no, it's not good. It's not funny. It's not enjoyable. It's a horrible. I had to start drinking about halfway through the movie.
Oh, not again.
Ralph, what does it do to you, as an American, what does it do to you as an actor to realize that these are movies that are being made, that people are writing and casting and airing and people are watching?
As I watched this, that's one of the first things that went through my mind was the acting in this is on par with sort of a high school play. I'm not just talking about being Bill Engvall or Bing Elvis.
Sure, either way.
And Billy Ray Cyrus. I mean, all throughout, just the cast is just popular with people you've never seen before, and then you start to realize why as you watch them perform.
Are they all country music?
No, these are just...
Are they their friends or something?
I have no idea where they got these people, but I would know where I'd like them to go.
Is this a bad TV movie, Bait Shop, or was it straight to DVD?
I think it was straight to DVD.
Okay.
I can't imagine even the CMT network would air this. It's that horrible. It plays like a really bad sitcom, of which Bing Engvall also has.
Yeah, he has that.
But without the laugh track.
Excellent.
So the horrible jokes that they write just lay there like a turd in a punch bowl.
That's great. That's what you want, right?
No, well, that's not what I want.
What happens in Bait Shop? Is it an exciting fishing adventure?
This movie makes Beer for My Horses look like Citizen Kane.
You despised Beer for My Horses.
I know, and now I have to apologize to Beer for My Horses because I've seen Bait Shop. Bill Engvall plays a guy who owns a rundown bait shop.
Yeah?
And he's also a former amateur champion bass angler.
Sure.
What?
Of course. And in the beginning of the film, he's out in his boat fishing for bass on the lake when Billy Ray Cyrus comes by in his bigger boat and causes a wake and knocks him into the water. So he has to go to work all drenched and wet because
he's been knocked
into the lake. And his friends at the bait shop, they sure notice he's wet.
You're late. Were you out fishing?
No. I was running late, so I showered with my clothes on. Nothing gets by you, Gus.
See? No, I showered with my clothes on.
Oh, that was funny.
Because he's wet, and that was a dumb question.
So we meet his lovable cast of friends that surround him, including Oddjob, his handyman, who just repairs around the old rundown bait shop.
Sure.
And it turns out Oddjob has been sleeping at the shop, and Bill Engvall can't understand why.
I thought you were staying with Shirley.
Oh, I was. Turned out she's married. Wasn't a big deal to me, but her husband was none too happy to come home and find me.
See, doesn't that sound like there should be a laugh track laugh after that on TBS?
Yeah. It does seem like there should be a laugh somewhere.
But it's not in the joke.
Yeah.
It's not in the writing.
No.
That's how horrible this thing is. It's not even like bad enough to go, oh, wow, that was funny because it was horrible. It's just, it's watching a flatline coma patient for 2 hours.
Wow.
But then at least Hot Rod Johnson shows up, Billy Ray Cyrus, and we get to see the ESPN special on Hot Rod Johnson.
This is Hannah Montana's dad?
Billy Ray Cyrus,
okay.
Exactly. Yeah, and ESPN, I don't know why, but their name is all over this thing. I guess they have regular bass fishing shows on ESPN.
I tune it away immediately upon seeing bass fishing.
So here is their little bio of Hot Rod Johnson.
Blessed with a surgeon's skill and the mentality of an assassin, Hot Rod is quite simply the greatest bass fisherman in the world today. Part showman, part samurai. HRJ is that new breed of pro athlete that works hard, but parties harder. More than just a man.
HRJ. He parties harder. More than just a man.
How did they rope a black guy into doing a voice on this show,
yeah,
Elf?
On fishing, by the way. You know how the blacks love their fishing.
Oh, they do.
That's a stretch.
They love the bass fishing.
So, Hot Rod Johnson has come to Paradise Lake, where Bill has his bait shop, because they're having one of the big bass fishing tournaments there on the lake. And Bill, as a former bass fisherman, doesn't care much for Hot Rod Johnson.
Sure, he's too flashy, right?
And doesn't like him being in his neighborhood. And yeah, he doesn't count on the skill enough, Kevin. He uses that technology like echo finders.
Oh, sure,
like
yeah.
So he is facing his friends at the bait shop going off on Billy Ray Cyrus's character. And is this the oldest gag in the world?
Let me guess. Billy Ray's behind him.
Just listen.
Really?
Hot Rod Johnson is a joke. A real fraud. If he ever steps foot in this store, I'll tell him that right to his sorry face. What? He's in the store, isn't he?
Oh,
comes
no,
in right behind
do.
Him.
Oh, that's
it's
crazy. On.
Heard him
it
the whole
on.
Time. Heard him talking that smack.
That's outrageous.
That is fresh. That is fresh filmmaking.
We're talking about a DVD movie called Bait Shop. That
not
Ralph,
only.
Ralph suggests you rent.
Not only is HRJ competing in the Bass Fisherman Tournament, but has opened up a bait shop on the other side of the pier from Bill's.
It's
a grand opening of the HRJ bait shop. And there go to the grand opening, just furious, and his friend, his wacky, sort of crazy friend, not Oddjob the handyman, another wacky, crazy country friend, thinks that something's going on with the grand opening, being hosted by one of the local TV personalities.
You see that guy up there? I've had him under surveillance for a month, and that is pure Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda? That's Donnie Raines, the weatherman from Channel 8.
Open your eyes, Bill. That's exactly what Osama wants you to think. Boy, you do have a plate in your head, don't you? So?
Wow!
So? Yeah, I have a plate in my head. He's Al-Qaeda.
That's pure Al-Qaeda. Somebody read the script and said yes.
Someone wrote the script?
Let's greenlight it.
Let's greenlight it.
Well, it turns out that Bill's about to lose his bait shop because he owes the bank money.
Oh.
You know them revenuers.
Sure.
You know them highfalutin banks taking money from the little man.
Sure.
And so he has got to find a way to pay off his loan or else he's going to lose his bait shop. But instead he gets drunk and dresses up in a bass suit. A bass costume, and starts handing out flyers for his bait shop, trying to increase sales in the middle of traffic in the center of town.
Okay.
Are you some kind of freak?
No, I'm not a freak. I'm a bass. I'm a bass.
Wow.
He's an ass. He's dressed up like a bass.
That is unbelievably bad.
And so he's got to go into a bar dressed as the giant fish, because we need the visual gag for the movie, right?
Sure, of course.
Oh, Lord.
What? Never seen a bass in a bar before?
Never seen a bass in a bar before?
Yeah, really. I mean, haven't we all?
Well, unfortunately, Hot Rod Johnson's in that bar. And Bill, being a drunk bass, starts to mouth off. And looks like these two are going to have a fight.
Boy, you think you're just some kind of tough guy, don't you?
Better be careful, Bill. I've been known to bring the thunder.
Is that right? Well, I've been known to break the wind.
Easy!
Yeah!
See, because he farts.
Wow! That's spectacularly bad.
Well, are you hearing yourself, Ralph? Are you hearing the movie they are describing?
Ralph had to watch it.
This spurs Bill into entering the big fishing competition.
Of course. Mano a mano.
Because he wants to beat Hot Rod Johnson, and grand prize is $50,000, which would more than take care of his loan for his bait shop.
Save his bait shop.
At this point in the film, I was on the edge of my seat. I didn't know who was going to win.
Right.
Was it going to be Hot Rod Johnson, the better fisherman, or was it going to be Bill? I didn't know. I had to watch. Well, it turns out that Hot Rod Johnson does win because he was cheating.
Oh, no!
And they find out he's a cheater, and then this happens.
Cheater!
Cheater!
This is the biggest disgrace I have ever seen in all my years bass fishing. Hot Rod Johnson should be taken out to that lake and drowned.
What about it, Chairman? Is there a death penalty in bass fishing?
Unfortunately, no. We outlawed it in 83.
See, they outlawed that in 83, the
killing
death penalty
someone?
In bass fishing.
I get that. I get that.
And so Bill becomes the winner because he came in second place.
Saves his bait shop?
Saves his bait shop. But not only that, he learns a very important lesson at the end.
What about it, Bill? What happened out there today?
Out there, nothing really, just fishing mostly. But in here.
In his heart?
Yeah. In here, I had a realization.
Yep.
Realization that I got a wonderful family, surrounded by great friends, and that's the best catch a man can have.
That's right.
You're really lucky.
We're the really lucky one.
Yeah, it's the best catch a man can have.
F every one of those people.
He was obsessed with money and getting money. But once he made $50,000, that's when he realized how important his friends and family
it's
are.
It's not about money, Ralph.
So the moral story is, when you really have money problems, get the money first, and then you'll be able to realize that you love your family.
And you don't need the money.
Not when you win it. Not when you have it. You don't need it. No.
Did you see a tease for another movie that you need to watch?
No, I'm done watching bullshit. Country music star movies with all these Larry the Cable Guys and Bill Engvall and the rest of these country f**ks can all suck my c**.
So two thumbs up.
I hope they put that on the box for the DVD.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, Cinco de la Tarde on the world famous K-Rock. That was the song you were listening for by Paramore for Acoustic Christmas Tickets. We have given away that pair of tickets, and now you're listening for a new song, which you can find on the website at krock.com. Or if you're not near a computer, I will just tell you that it's Cannibal Corpse, Hammer nope. Smash Face.
No.
That's the song that you're listening.
What?
You read that wrong.
Oh. It's the leaving song by AFI is actually the song. But we're not even supposed to say that. You're supposed to go to krock.com and check it out.
All right. Kevin and Bean, Cinco de la Tarde. Ralph will be along with the Showbiz Beat in just a few minutes. In the meantime, though, there is a story that that he did break for us earlier in the week that is fascinating. And that is, you know the big promotion that Dr. Pepper did? They were smart. They came out with an ad that said, hey, we're going to give away a free Dr. Pepper to everyone in the United States if Guns N' Roses ever finally releases Chinese Democracy that we've been waiting for 13 years, right?
Yes.
Well, Guns N' Roses did it. They released the album on November the 23rd. Then Dr. Pepper had a big screw-up where their website was overloaded and they couldn't give away all the coupons to people because people couldn't log on to the thing. Now Axl's pissed.
Now he's suing Dr. Pepper.
Suing Dr. Pepper. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's odd. And we thought we would check in with Axl this afternoon. Good morning, Axl.
Good afternoon, Axl. Yes, it is. Axl, could we just have a regular conversation with you, or do you have to sing all of your answers again today?
I don't have to sing all my answers today, but I think I will sing them anyway.
All right, is it true that you're suing Dr. Pepper?
Yes, it's true, I'm suing Dr. Pepper.
Here's what's so confusing to us about this. We get the impression from the way the lawsuit is written that you're angry at Dr. Pepper for using the good name of Guns N' Roses to try to sell soda. You don't want them to do that. But now you're furious and suing them because the promotion screwed up and you want them to extend the offer. So you don't want them to do it, but you want them to do it more?
I'm angry that they screw people out of the soda.
Okay, so you want...
I really love soda. I'm a big fan of soda.
Right. But what about the online contest? Axl, what's going on here?
Come on, Axl, let us talk.
You're in turn.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Please go right ahead.
Okay. Your attorney says that the Dr. Pepper contest, where they give away the soda, it represents a raw and damaging commercial exploitation of Guns N' Roses rights. Then why do you want them to now extend the offer so more people can try to get the soda?
I'm sorry I missed that. Could you repeat the question?
No, I can't.
He tried it 15 times.
Do you want Dr. Pepper to stop it or continue it?
I would like to stop it and then to have them continue it.
That doesn't make any sense.
No wonder we're so confused about this. So you like what they're doing or you don't like it?
I don't like what they're doing, but I love what they're doing.
Okay. All right. That's fantastic. So, that's something else you wanted to say, Axl?
I was just clearing my throat.
Did you clear your throat with that song?
When Axl Rose clears his throat, Welcome to the Jungle comes out. That's the coolest.
I don't think we're going to get any answers.
And you should hear it. What comes out when I fart?
Okay. All right. Thank you, Axl.
November rain comes right out of my ass.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
You are, my man.
not today, he's not.
There we go.
I'm a little off.
You are way off.
I've had a little too much to drink.
Ralph, we read an email, I think, or maybe it was an Afro call from a listener this morning on the Kevin Bean Morning Show who said, Ralph is so funny on the afternoon show. What's going on? And we said, well, there's a lot of hours between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. How do you think Ralph is filling those hours?
It's really unrealistic to expect me to refrain from alcohol from the morning all the way until the afternoon just to do this hour of broadcast.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just too much to ask.
No one's asking you to. I think it's fine.
Got to have a few cocktails.
Sure.
At lunch, you need a couple beers, and then, you know, happy hour before we come in
sure,
here.
Yeah.
But I'm here. I'm half in the bag. What do you want from me?
This show is just a speed bump to your drinking now, this afternoon show. It's just getting in the way now.
It certainly is inconvenient for me.
Just start bringing it in, man.
I should just start drinking.
Bring in the liquor.
Oh, I need a stiff drink after this story. Creed's getting back together.
Oh, finally! Why would you
say something as awful as that?
Yes!
Apparently, Scott Stapp and the boys are getting together again for the first time since 2004 was the last time they performed together. They are going to do a big reunion tour, and Billboard.com says Creed could make a fortune by reuniting and hitting the road.
No, God! No, God, please, no! No!
Do you guys think that there's an audience out there for Creed?
I do, sadly.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, the president of the Creed fan club said, they split up? So, maybe. Interesting news from Yahoo, the internet search engine.
Yahoo!
Thank you. They have put together a list of the top 10 most popular Yahoo searches for 2008. They do this at the end of every year to give you an idea what people are looking for in the internet. Interesting list if you use it as a barometer of pop culture. American Idol is number 10 on the list, then Angelina Jolie. Lindsay Lohan was number 8. Naruto was number 7.
Oh, she's beautiful. That is a good looking. That's a great looking woman right there.
Actually, Naruto is a Japanese manga cartoon.
Yes, that cartoon is beautiful, though, is what we're saying.
Jessica Alba, number 6. RuneScape 5, Miley Cyrus 4, Barack Obama 3rd.
In a year where it was the presidential election all year long.
He only made number 3.
Coming in number 3. Beating him out, WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment.
What?
That's not possible.
It is and it is.
It beat all of the ones you've mentioned so far.
Yep, except for one. Britney Spears.
Sure.
Wow.
Who has been number 1 7 of the last 8 years. She's been the most searched after person on the internet. Huh.
That's saying something.
I didn't know wrestling was still that hot.
WWE, that is way shocking.
That is very surprising. I might have to get back into it.
No?
Yeah.
Once you watch the UFC, it's like, it loses all of its interest.
When I left professional wrestling, I thought it was because, you know, the sport was waning. But apparently, if it's this strong, I might have to put it back together.
On the bandwagon?
I might have to get back in the ring.
Now, with that Britney show on MTV over the weekend, I bet cheese grits is going to be a hot Yahoo search. Because everybody's going to want to know that recipe that her dad was talking about on the show.
Funny enough, that was my wrestling name.
Was it?
Cheese grits?
Yeah. Cheese grits?
Wow. Amazing cheese grits, they used to call me.
Small world.
I used to come in with that cheese grits stuff down my tights.
Really?
Yeah. Made me look like I have a massive
You can't say that word, Ralph.
Well, it still looked big.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
I'm not saying it was small. I'm saying you can't say the word
Speaking Kevin, speaking of
George Michael
has a new Christmas song out. It's called December Song, I Dream of Sucking
I don't think that's the name of it.
I think it's Dream of Christmas. I'm sorry, I read that wrong.
Very
a minor typo like on my story.
It's some language you got there, and you talk like that 24/7, huh?
Yes, I do. It's a new holiday song, and you can download it for free on December the 25th. It's George's Christmas present to you. You can either take
he's not on my list, to be honest.
Ralph, don't say it.
You can either take
the download of the song, or you can download some.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying, those are the options. Oh. He's giving you two options on the website.
No, he's not.
Which of these downloads would you
offering the second
download
one.
Download that? I mean,
because they have nothing sacred. I
can't say that.
All right, maybe you down his or you get the free download. Maybe that's what I meant to say.
This can't go on the air. Seriously, Ralph.
Try and stop me, bitch. I live on a f***ing island. What are you going to do about it? Huh? I'm standing here. That's what I thought. Today's celebrity birthdays. Britney Spears is 27 years old today. I never thought she'd be able to bounce back, but she looks pretty good.
Not fat anymore.
Not fat.
That's true.
Nelly Furtado is 30 years old.
Hot.
Rena Sofer, 40.
Yeah.
Nate Mendel of Foo Fighters is 40 as well. Lucy Liu is 40.
Hey!
Hey!
And our intern in the mornings, Little Tiny Dancer, celebrates her 22nd birthday today. I forgot to give her a gift.
Yeah, you did.
I'll have to get her something later.
Let her download it. Get it from George Michael.
Why do you have to talk like that?
Yeah, Bean.
Disgusting.
Why do you have to talk like that?
Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. And by the way, a quick reminder that each morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, we have in the contestants who are vying to be Miss Double December 2009. This morning, you guys remember Camry stopped by.
Sure.
We also had Roxanne. We had Danielle. And former producer Lightning, now who works over KROQ.com, comes in and videotapes their talents. And you have to go to KROQ.com. You have to see the high-quality video of the girls that come in. Roxanne was doing jumping jacks this morning on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is
that
video.
Did you put that in slow-mo on the internet?
Oh, that's a good request. We do have to make that happen. It is, it's beautiful video. And of course, you go check out pictures and bios and questionnaires from all the girls. You can see video each one as they come into the show. And then you can vote for your favorite. Then Friday morning, don't forget, we're going to be at the Slide Bar in Fullerton broadcasting live. It's the pageant to crown Miss Double December 2009. And you are invited if you're 18 and up.
All right, you're listening for a song for K-Rock's Acoustic Christmas 2008. You can win tickets when we play 69 Boys Tootsie Roll. That's coming up.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that's not the song.
That's not it.
That's not the song.
I think go to K-Rock.com and find out what the actual song is, but it's definitely not Tootsie Roll.
Tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, more tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Plus, we have Ask an Inmate tomorrow.
That should be interesting.
And we have LaQuisha on the program talking about Paris Hilton's TV show. And we have Cheech and Chong in the studio.
Oh, come on.
That's too much. That's too much show.
How about that? It's a lot of show. Don't go anywhere. Nicole's up next with 40 minutes nonstop, including the Smashing Pumpkins. Also some Weezer, White Zombie, that new song from Pendulum, Incubus, and more right after this on K-Rock.